following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Fay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Same heart, same people, new name. Because you're well worth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Fay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, care in common.
By Macon Trust, come grow with us.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those who serve.
It's been postseason style pacing this week for the Clay County basketball team touring Joe Sims Gym for the third time in four nights. Tuesday saw an invasion from neighboring Macon County before last night Jellicoe came to town, bringing with them some winter weather. Tonight, Grayson Rob Edwards Court for the first time since 2012 were the teams from Friendship Christian who've made the trip from Possum Town into the heart of Bulldog Country. Matt Walker and his Lady Dogs clash with David Boone and the Lady Commanders as both teams look to improve on their 3-2 records. In boys action, it's Rob Edwards leading the 3-2 Dogs against Michael Teeter and the 3-0 Commanders. It's time to get it on.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their compassion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
EcoPounds of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hervey Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Popper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Blake County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready to tip off Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our third basketball broadcast of the season. For the third time in 4 days, we're sitting high atop Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I hope my voice holds out tonight after calling some heated action, especially during the boys' contest against Jellicoe. I'll be joined tonight by a man who was sitting here with me last night, Doug Strong, filling in again for both games. Coach Sims out traveling, I believe, Doug.
Yeah, he's on the road again. I'll do my best.
It's always good to have you on hand. Of course, for the first time ever, We're broadcasting without our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver. He's up at the 43rd Annual Billy Westmoreland and Jack Huddleston Memorial Smallmouth Invitational. Big deal to him each year, getting people registered for that. I think he might join us for boys action if he's allowed. But, you know, I've got to say, he always lavishly pours on praise to everybody anytime they're not here to put a damper on it. I've got to take this opportunity to say Thomas is the heart and soul of what we do here at HSN. He makes it all go. Without Thomas Weaver, folks, there is no HSN. However, he has left us with more than competent replacement in his stead. Cousin John Weaver sitting here with me. John's no stranger to what we do. He's performed essentially everything that we do on air and off air at different times. Welcome, John, to your first night as the basketball producer and statistician.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here. I just try to help out when you guys need it. I know it's not as good as when you guys are here, but, you know, everybody's got to have a replacement. Never as good as the original, of course. Thomas, you know, the brains behind the whole operation for sure.
Well, you're that jack of all trades. You've done play-by-play for football, full-time football producer, mixed commercials, doing this.
Yeah.
You're the one that's done everything.
Yeah, forced into action, I guess you'd say.
Of course, you know, we wouldn't be here. We like to praise Thomas, but we wouldn't be here at all if not for our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We always talk about them. I'm going to continue to do so. And a special shout-out this season to Wellworth Bank for being our presenting sponsor. Of course, we always like to mention that the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper that Thomas and John put out every week. Been over 20 years now, I guess, in publication, and it's a quality piece, folks. Each and every week. There may not always be a ton of things going on in Clay County, but it's always covered with quality coverage there in the Horizon Sports Network. We hope you'll pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games and much more. Up next, during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's games last night with Jellicoe. So stay with us here on the H&H General Equipment Parts pregame show coming up next after a word from our generous sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym and the H&H Honor Equipment Parts pregame show. Normally at this point we go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hall Horizon Weekly Recap. Well, with the paper not out yet, we'll summarize Clay County's wins over Jellicoe last night. Lady Dogs improved to 3-2 on the season with a 74-27 blowout of the Lady Blue Devils, and is no contest from the start as the Clay County girls jumped out to a 25-6 lead at the end of the first quarter, led 53-9 at the break, and never let up in that dominating win, Doug. And that's what we expected, but it's always refreshing to see the squad come out against a weaker team and take care of business.
Yeah, you know, we played them a week ago and then, you know, beat them pretty handily. Then you come back and play them again. A lot of times you come in there just saying, well, we beat them, you know, and go through the motions. We didn't. We come in aggressive, played really well. And that's what you like to see.
Absolutely. In that contest, Ella Eads had 17 leading the way. Helen Garrison, 15. Clea Crawford, 13. Tyler Adams, 8. Natalie Smith, 7. Brooklyn Scott, 6. Baylor Walden 4, Andy Von 2, Chandler Rich 1, and Izzy Smith 1. On the boys' side of things, was looking forward to that one because the Dogs had lost to Jellicoe 66-68 about 12 days prior on the Saturday game. The Dogs also improved to 3-2, though, because they had a 73-69 win over Jellicoe. Dogs fell behind by as many as 16 in the first half before claiming a slim lead midway through the third quarter and completing the comeback win down the stretch behind three players in double figures. We'll run over those scores in a minute, Doug, but what a contest that was. Saw some adversity. Saw the starters pulled completely out of the lineup by Coach Edwards, and everybody had to battle back.
Yeah, it is ugly for a little while. And you know, but the good thing was he had a lineup. He had started twice before those guys got back. He just put that lineup in. They started turning the page a little. Then when he did reinsert that starting lineup, they took off a little. Cut that big lead down to 9 was huge height, and it just took off after that.
It was kind of a tale of two halves from what I saw. I watched it on the Horizon Sports Network last night from home.
Yep.
But, you know, the first half was tough to struggle. But once the second half got going and they kind of figured it out, so to speak, the Dogs pretty much held, held
the game. We said it was like two different ball games. You watch the game, and all of a sudden you had another game. So it was pretty impressive for the Bulldogs last night.
Had those two big second-half streaks, Nolan Adams in the third quarter, Warner Melton in the fourth, and they both finished 1-2 in scoring. Nolan finishes with 24, Warner Melton with 18, Aiden Cherry 11, Cody 6, Juju Villa 5, Easton Garner 4, Jake Copeland 4, and Parker Upchurch finishing out the scoring with 1 point. You can find all these details and more from those games in next week's Delhi and Horizon newspaper. We'll be right back with more on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Friendship Christian right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Big news coming from Twin Links. Introducing Tri-Lite Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Links Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live from Joe Sims' gym, H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. In front of this Clay County and Friendship Christian girls contest, time for the Back Home Electric Girls 7A update. We thought there was only one game last night, but there was actually two. Of course, Clay County beat Jellicoe in girls action 74-27. But the Lady Buffaloes and Coach Rogers also played. They were at Stone Memorial. Always a big rivalry there for those two up on the plateau. Stone Memorial got the best of the Lady Buffaloes. Final score, Clark Range 59, Stone Memorial 68. Of course, they always play York, always play Stone, always play Cumberland County, yeah. Doug. And then that little battle of Highway 127, always tough between those teams.
Oh, yeah, you run that little gauntlet there, and you've done pretty good. So, you know, Coach Rogers done that for years, had that tough schedule. He wants to prepare for, you know, postseason, and he always plays a good schedule.
Certainly does. Plays a lot of games. Tonight's action, we got Clay County hosting Friendship Christian. Pickett County going on the road to Murfreesboro, playing 4A, starting to say 6A, that'd be football classification, 4A Oakland. Jackson County is at Trinity Christian, and as far as I know, Redbone Springs and Clark Range both idle tonight. Overall records, Clark Range 5-4, Redbone Springs 3-3, Jackson County 3-4, Clay County 3-2, Pickett County 1-4. Anything of interest there on the update, Doug? I know we hit on some stuff last night, but girls' side of things?
No, and I mean, you look at that Pickett County, that kind of, you'll say it 1-4, but that don't mean a whole lot. If you look at that schedule, it's probably pretty tough, you know, because Coach Smith always had a tough schedule that wouldn't in his district. Of course, got a new coach up there, and it's probably falling into that same schedule as I already said. Usually it's a two-year cycle type deal. But I'd say that's very deceiving, that record.
I would say so. Might be one of those deals. If Clay County had played the same schedule, may very well be 1-4 as well. Girls 7A update. Girls 7A update has been brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering local. I can't even read anything. Offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more from your local licensed and insured electrician. Count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, and it is time for Tipsy's Final Take, the last word before tip-off, brought to us by Ollie's Place, where we share our thoughts on this contest tonight. This one of those, Doug and John, that is not something that it don't have any recent history. These teams, these girls' squads, have not met since the Region 4A quarterfinal in 2013. Coach Walker has never met Friendship Christian in a regulation contest, to my knowledge. So you can kind of throw out any kind of rivalry or personal feelings. It's just straight-up basketball and who's better. Doug, what's your thoughts on this one tonight?
Well, I mean, we just got to continue the play we had last night. You got to come out aggressive. What you worry about a little bit tonight is, you know, how will your legs hold up this three games in, you know, in 4 days. So, but the good thing is our girls got to the bench a lot last night, got to rest a little. But, you know, can they hold up, keep up that pressure like they did last night? They should be fine.
Of course, John, one common opponent between these squads is Macon County. The Lady Commanders lost to Macon County by 17, 22-39. Clay County lost to Macon by 12, 40-52 back on Tuesday this week. So gleaning from that should be a similar style matchup here.
Could be. Sounds like a little more scoring maybe on the Clay County side. So maybe we have the advantage there. I know they've been shooting the ball good, I thought, last night. So let's hope to see that again tonight.
Definitely, that's what I would like to see, the continuation of that shooting. Now, one thing about it, when you play somebody like a Jellico squad, yes, you're going to get better looks, you're going to get more open looks. But tonight, when we get those good looks, can we continue that hot shooting?
Well, the big thing, even though it wasn't as good a team, they were attacking and getting in the paint. That's opening a lot of that up. If they attack and get in the paint tonight, it'll still open that up.
Yeah, I think so. I see pretty good height out of this Friendship girls team, possibly over here, a couple of taller girls. So we want to make sure and defend that.
Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll prepare to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network for the playing of the national anthem before this Friendship Christian and Clay County girls contest. We'll be right back.
You're watching a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhi Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying confidence, same heart, same people, new name, because you're well worth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, carrying common.
By Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
By Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your starting lineups. I'm going to have to get Friendships as they announce them. We see number 15, Bella Ellis, a junior. Number 32, Annika Langford, a sophomore. Number 13, Anna Kate Reed, a junior. Number 12, a senior, Maggie Reed. And number 5, a senior, Natalie Major. Friendship Christian 3-2 on the year. Head coach David Boone. They do ride a one-game losing streak into this contest. Friendship, the visiting team, wearing their green travel jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in white. Clay County, the home team tonight. Their head coach, Matt Walker, 10th season overall, 194 wins to 95 losses in his career. 3-2 record this season. One-game winning streak coming into this contest. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Natalie Smith. Junior number 11, Helen Garrison. Senior number 12, Butler Walden. Sophomore number 22, Brooklyn Scott. I guess it's Brooklyn. Yes, Brooklyn Scott getting the start tonight. And the senior number 24, Ella Eve, starting for Clay County. Starting lineups being brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? As we've said several times, these teams have not met since the Region 4A quarterfinal in 2013. Clay County playing out of District 7 Single A, Division 1, that's the public schools. Friendship playing out of District 4 Single A, Division 2 on the private side. Going to be Natalie Smith stepping in against Annika Langford to tee up for opening possession. Clay County work at the hoop to our left in this first half of play. Friendship Christian, the hoop to our right. As we sit atop the visiting bleachers of Joe Sims Gym. Friendship Christian, a controlled opening tip. Reed has it. Going to cross the timeline, and she'll run the point for the Lady Commanders. Bear with me as I learn Friendship's players. Always takes a few minutes. Reed swings over to Ellis. Ellis now to a teammate in the corner. That's Langford. Now at right wing in the hands of Ellis. Now in the corner to Major. First shot taken. Three ball right side. No good. Rebound Langford. Her putback's good. So Annika Langford puts the Lady Commanders in front, 2-0. 7:24 mark. And Doug, you can already see that her height is going
to
be a problem.
Yeah, she's got length, and they're bringing her to the top on that on her guard. So that's going to be, she's got some athletic to her.
Opening possession, Clay County, Ella Eads, 10-foot baseline jumper. Good. Love those baseline jumpers. Tie ball game, 1 minute gone in this first quarter. Ellis, for Friendship, looks over to the bench, gets the call, and the half-court offense ensues. She works to the right. Bounce pass inside. Now kick back outside. Three ball taken.
That's a big girl.
That's Langford again. She's got all five of Friendship's opening points. Lady Commanders five, Lady Bulldogs two. 6:35 mark. And she's nice to be able to stroke it from deep. Here's Garrison firing from right corner. No good. Rebound Langford.
If you post and step out on the floor and make a shot, that's hard to defend.
Friendship with a three-point lead, 5-2, and the basketball jump shot from right elbow, no good. That was taken by Maggie Reed. Rebound Walden, Walden to Smith, Smith out and pass to Eade. Della shot from right side, no good. Rebounded Friendship. Ellis going to bring it back the other way. 2 minutes gone now in this opening quarter, 5-2, Friendship in front. Junior point guard Bella Ellis works over to number five. Her three ball no good. That's Natalie Major. Another rebound by senior Baylor Walden. Baylor this time going to keep it herself. Now dishes off to Smith. Natalie swings to Garrison. Halen to Ella. Ella top of the key. Going to drive against Langford. Easily gets past her. Shot too strong though. Got her own rebound. Put back no good, but a foul call. So if we're going to have Langford step that on Ella, that's something we can isolate and drive on.
And the position four, she's out there on Natalie. So we if she matches up there on our guards, we should be able to get by that.
Easy line for two. First one away and good. We do not have season totals yet. As we mentioned, we've been spoiled for a while here on the Rising Sports Network for basketball coverage. Andrew Med is just keeping us with all those season averages and totals. We have access, but we've got to do a little bit more of the work ourselves now.
Yeah.
And, of course, Coach Walker giving us huddle access to the girls' stats, and Coach Edwards' son, Jake, assisting him this year. He's doing a good job with the Clay County stats. Just been such a busy week, I haven't kept them all. Ella Eats hits them both, makes it 5-4. Clay County trailing by one. Friendship with the lead and the basketball. Reed with it. Hands off to a teammate. Now to Ellis. Ellis back to Reed. Ellis right wing. Works against Smith. Dishes off to Major. Major defended by Walden. Just good ball movement by the Lady Commanders here. Defensively, Clay County running man, I suppose. Shot no good by Friendship from the free throw line. Rebound Natalie Smith. Quickly, she's the other way with it. Trailing 5-4 are the Lady Dogs. Garrison thought about a three-gun drive inside instead. 6 foot layup, underhanded in the paint. No good. Rebound Friendship. 4:45 and ticking first quarter. Reed with the ball. Swings over to Ellis. Now back to Reed. She tries a three. No good. Rebound Ella Eads.
Good job by the Dogs limiting Friendship to just single shot and getting those rebounds.
Absolutely. Good on the defensive boards thus far. That was a problem against Macon County back on Tuesday night.
Now that first possession miss when they got the rebound put back since then, we've done a good job on board.
Becker Walden being tied up. Jump ball going to be called. Credit Bella Ellis for getting her hands in there on it. Possession arrow favors Clay County. Clea Crawford going to check into the contest, and we'll see Brooklyn Scott check out. Friendship likewise going to have some subs, and right when I was getting familiar with the Lady Commanders roster, we're going to have three come in off the bench. Nora Box checks in alongside Denora Owens. And
2, 3, and 11.
Caitlin Danilatis. Clea Crawford with it. Top of the key for Clay County. Friendship up halfway through this first quarter. 4 minute mark. 5-4 the score. Natalie Smith, baseline drive. Jumper no good. Rebound for Friendship. And they have it in the front court. Ellis drives inside. Kicks outside to Danilatis. Swings to Box. Now Owens on the left side. Back to Reed at the point. So Langford now not on the court.
They went to five guards now, basically, so five out.
Maggie Reed trying to post up Haylen Garrison down there. Of course, Garrison, a shorter player. Garrison gets the rebound, though, and a foul going to be called against Anna Kate Reed.
Just looking at first, then, our Friendship was wanting to get a little more pace when he brought those girls in, so we're going to be ready to get back.
No scoring affair to this point, 5-4, Friendship in front, 3:30 mark of this first quarter. Ella Eads with all four of Clay County's points. Has a field goal and then two free throws.
A little different look out of Friendship here.
Trying to trap, perhaps. Good ball movement, though. Beats the pressure. Lee Crawford on the baseline. Kicks to Ella. Ella swings to Natalie. Three ball left side. No good off the front of the iron. Becker Walden Husson for the offensive rebound. Creates another opportunity. Swings back to Smith. Natalie going to back it out. 10-year veteran head coach Matt Walker sends in the instruction. Walker getting close to 200 wins on his career. 194 at this point under his belt. Senior point guard Ella Eads going to isolate and drive. Gets to the elbow. Entry pass to Walden. Walden power dribble. Bounce to Crawford. Crawford to Garrison. Garrison three ball right side. Yeah! Halen Garrison, her first triple.
Just really good ball movement. Penetration get that wide open for Halen.
Halen second all-time in a single season for made three-pointers. Got that last year during her sophomore campaign. Kind of entered this season trying to knock off Michelle Chambers' 90 made three-pointers that she did back in her senior campaign in 1998. That's a tall task, though.
That's a tall task.
Been some good lady shooters over the years.
Yeah.
No doubt. Clay County does have a two-point lead after Garrison made that three-pointer. Friendship with it. Goes out of bounds off the fingertips of number 12, Maggie Reed. And Clay County takes the possession. 2:09 left in this first quarter.
Major checking back in for Friendship.
7-5 the score. Natalie Smith holds it on the inbound. Now puts it to the floor. Gets it to Walden. Walden across the timeline. On the floor for Clay County, we have Clea Crawford, Ella Eads, Natalie Smith, Baker Walden, and Helen Garrison. Smith's turnaround floater in the paint comes up short.
You got hit pretty good right there, too, on that little move.
I knew something affected
yeah.
the power behind it. Minute 45 mark, Clea Crawford uses that good defensive ability. Gets a steal, but it's taken back away by Friendship Santa Kate Reed. Reed to Owens. Owens into the corner to a teammate. Three ball, no good. Rebound Clea Crawford. Crawford going to keep it herself. Pushes ahead to Garrison in right wing. Halen being defended by Denora Owens. Kicks to Eads. Eads three by left side. Yeah! Ella Eads adds to the point total. Makes it 10-5 Clay County.
And this sums up. Talk about last night. She got that penetration there. Kind of drew it in and got that wide open for Ella.
So Garrison with a triple. Now Ella Eads joins her. Eads with 7 points in this first quarter. Garrison with three, giving Clay County their 10. 1 minute left in the first eight. Friendship with the ball. Anna Kate Reed, right wing. Cross court and a timeout taken by David Boone. We'll take it with them. 52.8 seconds left in the first quarter. Clay County 10, Friendship 5.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live, Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. Clay County currently with double the points of Friendship, 10-5 early in this one, Doug. 52 seconds left
yeah.
in the first.
Good start for the Lady Dogs. Just need to keep it up, keep the pressure.
Friendship with the ball coming out of the timeout. Looking for points. Langford has all five of Friendship's points, and she's not been in the contest
yeah.
in several minutes. I'm not sure what's behind that. Nobody's in foul trouble. Lady Commanders with the bounce pass inside to Major. Major shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded, though, by Box. Box is put back. No good. Rebound this time. Ella Eads. So 25 seconds left in this first quarter. Ella across the timeline. Sets up shop at the top of the key. Works into the paint. Tries to get it off to Smith. It's going to be knocked away before Natalie can get it. And it is Nora Box, an eighth grader for Friendship Christian. Of course, they have a K-12 school, so they can play up from 8th grade to the high school team. 5 seconds in the quarter. Jumper by Owens at the buzzer. No good. Rebound Crawford. Not enough time for the putback. After one, it is Friendship 5, Clay County 10.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, View our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Lady Dogs lead Friendship Christian 10-5 with 8 minutes left in the first half. Here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Solana Lumber Company.
So far, Ella Eads leads the Dogs with 7 points. Hayden Garrison with 1 3-pointer to give the Dogs their total of 10. They're leading 10-5 over Friendship Christian.
This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber, the getting place. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store. Friendship with the possession to start this second quarter. Owens out, Tom. Doug, we continue. Actually, we do see Langford back on the court now.
Yeah, that's kind of an odd sub because she was kind of their offense there. And they
Owens
take her out.
Knocks down a three. Makes it a 2-point game. Clay County 10, Friendship 8. Of course, for reference in sophomore, Annika Langford for Friendship. Tyler Adams has checked in. Tried a three from left corner. Thought it was going to go. Hit up the side of the arm. On the floor with Tyler is Clea Crawford, Hadley Garrison, Ella Eads, and Brooklyn Scott. So Natalie Smith and Megan Walden getting a breather to start this second quarter. 7-10 and ticking. 10-8 the score. Both of these teams 3-2 on the season. Friendship's wins coming over Clarksville Northwest, STEM Academy, and Westwood.
Good pressure by Halen. Forced that turnover.
Lady Dogs taking back over. 7-1 mark of the second. Clay County's wins coming over Watertown, Jellicoe. And Jellicoe again. Had a close loss to Van Buren. A really good game here at Joe Sims Gym. Garrison, deep three, right side, in and out, no good. Had a good bead on it, just did not go.
Yeah, she, every time she turned loose, it looks good, so.
That 6 foot back range don't mean anything to Hayland.
No.
She'll let it fly. And it's usually pretty true from there.
Yeah.
6:30 mark of the second, Langford, long 2-pointer. It's good. Tie ball game, 10-10. Langford with 8, actually make it 7, I suppose, of, Friendship 10. Owens with the other three. Similar for Clay County. Eads with 7. Garrison with 3. 10-10 the score. 6:05 mark of this second quarter. Ella Eads to the hoop. Layup did not go. Hit off the backboard, then the back of the iron and rattled out. Rebound Friendship.
She was expecting to get a call right there. I got bumped a little, but.
Brooklyn Scott working against Langford. Did a pretty good job with it, but Langford is taller than Scott and gets the bucket. Timeout taken by head coach Matt Walker. We'll go ahead and stay on air and make sure we have the opportunity to talk about our presenting sponsor, Wellworth Bank, who have stepped up to the plate this year generously to be the presenting sponsor during this basketball season. It was Bank of Salina, now they're Wellworth Bank, but don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. It's still the same people and same service you come to rely on, just with a new name and look, because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you. For years, Citizens Family of Banks has been operating in our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina, and their heart for serving the people of this community is the same as it's been for more than 100 years, with an unwavering commitment to care for one another, care for our futures, and care for the things that matter. They care because you're worth it. Wellworth Bank, care in common. 5:40 mark here coming out of this timeout. Reckon what Coach Walker was discussing there, Doug.
Well, I think one a little more effort, I believe. This time, just watching the body language of him and the girls.
Do you think it comes down to being the third game in 4 days?
I'm sure it does. Like I said, it's just hard to have those legs in that, even though they got some bench time last night.
Garrison, three ball from the corner, similar to the last one, went halfway in and rattled out. She comes down the other way and gets the defensive rebound, kicks it to Clea Crawford. Crawford, three ball left side in there. Named Clea Crawford the TDS top performer in girls action last night for double-digit night against Jellicoe when she adds three to the tally here. 13-12, Clay County back in front.
Yeah, she's had a solid start to her season this year.
Started last night in the contest. Saw Brooklyn Scott start tonight, as we talked last night, a matchup deal.
Yeah, a lot of times it just what he feels good with the matchups with those two.
440 and ticking. Owens with it, spins at the elbow, tries to get to Lankford, a turnover, good defensive pressure. Saw Scott out in the floor defending Lankford.
But now one thing the adjustment we'll have to make, he's rotating a lot of girls. He's played 8 or 9 girls already. You know, so that's going to wear on us a little bit too, especially having that third game of the week. So,
on the floor for Clay County, Smith, Walden, Eads, Crawford, and Garrison. Natalie gives to Baylor. Baylor left wing, kicks to Ella. Ella now to Garrison in the corner. Halen with it. Cross court to Kalia. Kalia top of the key back to Halen. Thought about the three, going to drive instead. Dishes to Ella and a foul call. Foul on the floor against Friendship's Bella Ellis. Her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Smith the inbound from the baseline off to our left. Whistles on the inbound. Offensive foul, now the call. Halen Garrison being called for it.
Yeah, she just kind of run through everything right there. Didn't really stop or anything. Not a lot of contact, though. Hate to see that in call.
8th grader Nora Box crosses the timeline for Friendship Christian. 4:15 mark up this second quarter. Clay County in front by 1, 13-12. Lady Commanders with it, stepping into the corner. Now Box back with it. Grabs the right side of the lane, dishes out to a teammate. That is Ellis. Ellis hands off to Reed. Maggie Reed, that is. I'm not sure if her and Anna Kate are sisters or not. And now a turnover. Garrison comes up with a steal. Heads the other way. A 3-on-2. What'll happen? Garrison kicks to Eads. Eads 3-ball right side. Woo! Well, Eads knocking it down. Catch and shoot.
Just a nice job, both players. Halen getting it to her, running the floor, both teams.
3:30 mark of the second. Ella having a great night. 16-12. We won't say career now at this point because she's had some doozies during her time.
Yeah.
But into well, double figures with that shot.
I made her 10 right there, right? Yeah.
That's correct.
3:29 mark. Lady Commanders inbound here in the second. Lady Dogs up by 4. As we mentioned, Coach Walker has never met Friendship in varsity action. Former head coaches over the years, Sharon Kimes was 4-0 against Friendship. Paige Smith Strong 6-2 during her time. Coach Sims 16-10. During his years, of course, Friendship's girls back at the turn of the century, a little bit different program than they are right now. They were pretty stout back in the early 2000s. Friendship with the ball looking for points. Goes out of bounds. Garrison looked like she might have touched it last, but it's awarded to Clay County.
Yeah, and we'll take it. But he started, Halen, I believe, got that. But we'll, like I said, we'll take it.
2:52 mark of this second quarter. Natalie Smith slowly walking across the timeline. Sets up shop in the front court. Works to Eads at left wing. Ellis surveys the defense. Going to drive to the block. Puts on the brakes. Kicks to Halen. Halen, three-pointer right side. It's true. Her second three-pointer. Ella Eads with 2. Halen Garrison with 2.
We're getting that look good. Like I said, we're getting that penetration just like we did last night. And they're just drawing in. And they're doing a great job finding the open person on it.
Nora Box misses the three-pointer, rebound Natalie Smith. Natalie transition pass ahead to Crawford. Never made it to Kalia. It was knocked out of bounds by Nora Box. Of course, you talk about Garrison and Eads, two of the best shooters in the area. Just outstanding. Of course, Eads likes to drive a lot to the hoop. But when she decides to step back behind the arc and pull the trigger, she's solid.
Oh, yeah. Two nice shooters right there.
Baylor Walden now working hard to paint against the double team. Kips out to Natalie Smith. Smith another one when she decides to pull the trigger on a three can knock them down.
Well, you got 4 out there. Well, Baylor's hit some, but now Kalia can make that shot too.
You got it. Natalie Smith, a nice drive. Slashing drive to the bucket. Draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. Only 2 free throws attempted by the Lady Dogs at this point. That was a pair from Ella Eads in the first quarter. Friendship hadn't tried many themselves, have they, John?
None at all.
So not a lot of fouls being called in this game. It's cold night, Friday night. Maybe the officials want to make it quick.
They're definitely allowing some handsy type action, you know, reaching.
And neither team's really playing post play.
Right.
You know, if you don't play post play, you don't get a lot of fouls. Typically, you know, their big girls playing out on the floor a lot.
That's true.
So nothing's going to the paint.
Yeah, nobody with their back to the hoop, you know, posting up down there. Subs for both squads on the floor now for Clay County.
She made the first one.
Smith makes the first, 20-12 now. Second one away, also good. On the floor for Clay County, Clea Crawford, Ella Eads, Natalie Smith, Brooklyn Scott, and Tyler Adams, who's checked back in. Adams played well last night, I thought. Got a ton of time in the second half, along with other reserves. Of course, Tyler kind of that seventh girl on this team. Baseline drive from box, puts on the brakes, and another turnover. No, it's knocked out of bounds by Crawford.
Well, it's good to get your young players minutes, and of course, Tyler's been getting me what I said. She's the number seven, so all those minutes just finally kicks in for them freshmen.
And Tyler looking the part when she goes out there. Friendship with it. They trail now by 9, 21-12, and a travel call against freshman Denora Owens. This is a pretty small Friendship squad in terms of roster. We've got 5 on the floor. I'm seeing 6 on the bench, so only 11 girls. Only 2 seniors on this squad, including also 2 eighth graders. So just kind of an unusual makeup for a team. Haley Garrison, deep 3 from right wing, no good. Strong rebound in there by number 5, Natalie Major.
Good job to get her tied up. That got us the ball back right there. We had the error. So.
Minute 16 left in this second quarter. Natalie Smith inbound. Lady Dogs up 21-12. Garrison, open look at the 3 right side. Just a little off on those. She's hit 2 tonight. She's missed about 4. Every one of them have been within half an inch of going.
Yeah.
Rebound Friendship. 1 minute left in this first half. Denora Owens misses the jumper off the glass. Rebound Natalie Smith. Smith has it knocked away by Owens. Regathers it, gets to Brooklyn Scott. Brooklyn now going to drive to the hoop. Her first shot attempt. A little strong off the front of the iron. Rebound Adams, kicks to Smith. Natalie with it. Gives to Kalia. 40 seconds left in this second quarter. 3 ball, Natalie Smith, left side, drained it.
That's what you were talking about earlier, Daniel. You know, she got that shot, too.
She
so,
does.
That's nice to have when you put 4 girls out there and shoot it.
25 seconds left. And hey, we know how it is in District 7. You better have those girls. They can do it. When you play Jackson County, Pickett County, Clark Range, we've talked about it time and time again, over 30 gold and silver balls combined, particularly now that Jackson County's back in the district. Just unprecedented. The only thing that rivals it is if you step up same area to the larger classifications, with Upperman, Livingston, and Macon County, and some of those.
Clay County on a 14-point unanswered run until that free throw right there.
Major with the free throw. That's a good observation, John. Of course, John keeping these Clay County stats tonight for Thomas. Thomas scheduled to come in at the break. I have to leave John sitting here, though. He's doing a good job. John shakes the head no.
Definitely if you don't bring our nerds in. He's out.
Yeah, that's right. Gotta have the nerds. Second free throw missed by Major. Rebound Ella E. Leads ahead to Crawford. Crawford in the paint. Crashes
nice
into the hoop. Missed the shot.
It.
I liked it, though. Liked the idea.
That was a nice move. Just missed the shot.
Friendship to rebound. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Box with it. Step back 3 at the buzzer. No good. Rebound Ella E. Buzzer sounds. 24-13 to score after a slow start. Clay County putting some points together. They lead by 11 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all Chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We're here from Joe Sims Gym, where Clay County leads Friendship Christian at the break 24-13 here in Salina. It's time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. We'll kick over to John. He can give a scoring for both teams and just pretty much anything he wants to.
All right. First off, scoring for Friendship Christian, Honora Owens has 3 points. Natalie Major made one free throw for 1 point, and their leader in scoring is Annika Langford, who has 7, 5 of them in the first quarter. For the Lady Bulldogs, the leader there, Ella Eads, has 10 at the half. Halen Garrison, a couple of three-pointers, has 6. Natalie Smith with 5 points, and Kalia Crawford, 3 points. Clay County girls went on a run there to close out the half, scoring 14 unanswered points before that last free throw there before the half. So that's what got them out to this lead, Daniel.
You know, I think a lot of that probably came after that timeout that Coach Walker took and, you know, challenged them to pick up the pace.
Yeah, I think Doug said maybe they needed to give a little more effort. But the Dogs got a good lead here at the half, and expect some of the same coming the second half.
Absolutely. Folks, that first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace,
Everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here on the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leading Friendship Christian by 11, 24-13 at the break. We'll get into the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Last night, Hermitage Springs hosted Dodson Branch for homecoming. The junior high girls won 36-6 to improve to 6-7 on the year. The boys' game was not played due to inclement weather that had moved in and deteriorating road conditions, and things were pretty slick by the time we left Joe Sims Gym last night.
Yeah, I know me getting home, going up to P. Ridge, it was pretty rough.
So a good call by Dr. Pat Teeples, first-year principal down there, to go ahead and cancel that. You never plan on having to get halfway through a contest and postpone it, but certainly circumstances come up like that. Salina K-8 basketball. Last night, the junior high teams were on the road in Hartsville. Coach Jermaine McElwain's girls lost 14-27 and fall to 4-7 on the year, while Marty Maxwell's boys won 31-22. That was a good win over Hartsville. They are now 9-2 on the season. Our Coach Maxfield squad, I'll just read a message from him. He says he thought his team played pretty well last night. With that win, they're in first place in the conference for now. They will play Trousdale again this coming Tuesday, and with that win, they would seal up first place if they beat them this coming Tuesday. A loss would put them in a tiebreaker, and he supposes a coin toss. I'm not sure what that can't remember the name of it. It used to be called the Highland Rim Conference. Yeah. I'm not sure now what it's called.
I'm not either. I know it's not that anymore, but it used to be the Highland Rim. So
glad to see them reestablish that conference. I think it's good to have postseason awards. Yeah. It gives everybody a goal as you go through the regular season to build towards. Scoring last night, to the best of Coach Maxfield's knowledge, off the top of his head, Cameron King had 15 points, Brogan Maxfield 3, Lane Mills 2, Jared 6, I'm not sure last name's Jared 6, Avery 3, and Mason Johnson 2. Of course, that would be little Avery, help me, Doug, had sisters.
Smith.
Up here. Yeah, Avery Smith.
Yeah.
We had some of his sisters here at the high school. But a good season that the K-8 Junior High is having. And as we mentioned last night, both schools, Hermitage Springs and K-8, collectively, those eight teams, six of the eight right at 500 are winning records.
And that's what you like to see. That's your future coming. Just those young kids and, get out there and support them. If you ain't got nothing to do, go watch a game.
You got it. Raptors 905. Tyreek Key and Raptors 905 are 9-0 and sit first.
10-0. They won again last night or today won.
They played today, so hands over.
They won that today.
So 10-0, what a run for that bunch starting off. They're in the Eastern Division of the Showcase Cup standings. Wednesday night, they beat the Capital City Go-Go 123-104, and again, they sweep them. They play a little two-game series when they meet up with folks. Swept him again on Wednesday. Tyreek played 18 minutes, had 4 points and 5 rebounds. Don't know his stats tonight, but he's been close to 20 on multiple occasions this year and just playing a lot. We talked about him last night on the lowdown, and that's just really cool that he's getting to do that.
Yeah, fun to watch and fun to see one of your kids from here doing well.
hometown hero. This week's Oakland Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Crumman Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Third quarter action underway. Friendship Christian trailing by 11. They have the basketball. Team switch into the court here. Friendship working at the hoop to our left during this second half of play. Langford, baseline drive, gets the underhand and layup. I'd go to her every time.
Yeah, and that, hey, we defended that pretty well. That was a tough shot.
She has the lion's share of the scoring for Friendship. 24-15, Lady Dogs up by 9. Smith, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound, Maggie Reed. Reed dishes off to Anna Kate Reed, and now it's Anna Kate who goes back to Langford. Misses from right block, defended by Scott. Rebound and put back, good, though, by Natalie Major. 7-10 and ticking, so two trips, two scoring chances for Friendship. They've taken an opportunity there. Ella Eads with it for Clay County. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. We'll go ahead and take this early one with him. 30-second timeout. We'll be back after one ad.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank, 24-17, the score. 6:59 mark of this third quarter. Lady Dogs out of this timeout. Garrison, top of the key. Step back three. Never pulled the trigger. Hands off to Eads. Ella going to drive to the elbow. Kicks to Walden. Baylor, a pass fake and a drive of her own. Loses the handle and regathers. Hands off to Smith on the floor. Those original five starters of Smith, Walden, Scott, Garrison, and Eads. Baylor takes her first shot of the game that I recall. A 12-foot jumper, no good. Jump ball called. I didn't get a good look. I see you nodding in agreement, John. A Lady Dog did a good job of tying it up there.
Yeah. Can't remember the commander that got the rebound, but Ellie's grabbed the ball as she came down with it and tied her up.
Heads up play. Inbound to Ella. Possession arrow play for Clay County. Ella's 14-foot jumper, no good. Got her on rebound, though. In traffic, get it taken away at the last moment by Natalie Major. 6:20 and ticking third quarter. 24-17 the score. 7 points the difference. Langford. Power move. Spins in the paint. Shot up. No good. Garrison rebound. Hailing across the timeline. To the left wing. To the lane. The shot. In and out. No good. Several of Hailings tonight going halfway into the cylinder and rolling out.
Yeah, everything she's turned loose tonight looks like it's in.
Got a couple of three-pointers made to her credit. Now Langford going to fire a three. She's hit one earlier. Did not get that three to go. Garrison, another rebound. Ella passed to E. Deep to Scott. Scott off the glass. No good. Eads the rebound. Ella's put back too far underneath. Baylor rebounds this time. Kicks it back to Ella. Ella going to back it up and reset the offense. Foul called against Langford. And that's kind of that matchup I like whenever we get Langford out in the floor on Ella.
Yep. But that shows that versatility she has, too. She's not bad out there, but we can't get by her when she comes out.
We've talked about her, and, you know, not questioning David Boone. He knows his girls, but we wouldn't take Langford out.
Nope,
we just
I would.
And she's spending time in that first quarter on the bench after scoring the first 5 points.
If I was coaching, she asked out, I'd tell her no.
He kicks to Crawford. Clea's checked in. Clea hands to Natalie. Natalie creates separation. Dishes back to Ella. Ella at right wing, defended by Reed. Drives against her. 8-foot jumper going to be blocked by Langford. Regathering, the loose ball is Langford, and she hands it to a teammate.
This Commander's team plays really good defense. Got good hands.
They do. In control of their bodies. Do a good job of getting in the passing lanes. Still by Ella Eads. 4:59 mark of this third quarter.
That's a good job of Halen. Get a hand in there and get that knocked loose.
Crawford in the paint. Layup no good. Rebound Major for Friendship. Lady Commanders back with it. 24-17. Lady Dogs in front. Lake for left block. Off the glass. No good. Rebound Walden. John, you mentioned it earlier. Clay County doing a good job defensively, pulling those rebounds down. Not a lot of second chances for Friendship. Three ball, Garrison, left side, third of the night.
Again, just that good penetration, drawed that defense and kicked it out, and Halen knocks her down.
That breaks the seal for Clay County. Hadn't scored yet here in the third.
Good point. Halfway through it, 4:20 and ticking, 27-17 now. And 10 points, not a huge separation, but with Friendship only with 17 total, kind of makes the 10-point lead bigger.
Looks a little bigger. Yeah, it does.
Friendship with it, left side. Ellis now working against Eads. Picks it up. Kicks over to Major. Major out to Reed. Reed, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Smith. Natalie looks for a teammate, going to keep it herself. Presses across the timeline, puts on the brakes, and dribbled into some Lady Commanders, and they took it away. Off the glass and good is Bella Ellis. Garrison inbound to Walden, now back to Halen. 3:35 in ticking here in the third, 27-19. Halen dishes out to Smith. Natalie with it, going to dribble back out.
These officials all night long have been allowing a little hand check and stuff, so you just got to play through that, and they have been.
Been consistent. Ooh, tried to go on the cutting route to Eads, but taken away by Friendship. Friendship ahead the length for tip by Garrison. Saved by Crawford. Crawford going to pick it up and go the other way. Kalia to right wing. Now to baseline, and a foul called against Friendship. Bella Ellis picks up her second personal. Nora Box and Denora Owens checking back in for Friendship.
Well, they've decided to take Lankford out again.
I wouldn't do it.
Me either.
Maybe she's been sick.
I'm glad they are, but I wouldn't do it.
3:04 mark of the third. On the floor for Clay County, Walden, Eads, Garrison, Crawford, and Smith. Baylor going to try her hand at a three. Yeah, Baylor Walden knocking it down. We've got Smith for one, Crawford for one, I believe. Garrison, all these five starters with a three-pointer. Owens inside the Majors. Majors also a good post
player.
She got the bucket to go 30-21, 9 points the difference. Still anybody's contest. 2:37 mark of the third. Eads, right wing, dishes to Natalie. Natalie with it, drives inside, 8-foot floater, short.
I thought he got hit pretty good there.
Must have, second time tonight.
That was odd looking coming out once she turned it loose.
Friendship back with the ball, box to Majors. Majors works against Walden. Pass across the paint to number 12, Maggie Reed. Reed with the bucket makes it a 7-point game. Closest Friendship has been in a while. Lady Dogs led by 11 at the break. Walden in the paint, kicks back out to Smith. Three ball left wing, no good. Rebound Majors. Majors to Owens. Owens across the timeline, dishes to Reed. Reed back to Majors. Majors off the glass, no good. Garrison the rebound. Third rebound of the quarter for Garrison. Halen, top of the key, pushes to Ella. Ella, three ball right side, misses everything, goes out of bounds. Scott and Adams checking back in. Natalie Smith and Clea Crawford getting a break. Thoughts on this third quarter so far, Doug?
Well, we're not playing bad. I think we're getting a little bit winded right now. You know, and that's just third game in a week. So he's started that little rotation a little to give us some breathing room there, maybe.
Only the sixth game overall for this Lady Dog team very early in this season. You've seen some teams that went to Thanksgiving tournaments, which Clay County did not, that have played close to 10 games already. And Clay County just not there yet. And in the big picture, that's probably a good thing because they'll be fresher later on. Caitlin Danilatis gets her first bucket. 1 minute left in this third quarter. Garrison to Eads. Shot faking a drive. Going to be backed out. Danilatis doing a good job with Eads here on the defensive. Ella uses a Walden screen. Works to the right. All the way down. Euro step. Knocked to the floor as Ella Eads. Ball goes out of bounds. I guess it was just a block shot.
Yeah, no foul call there. Didn't look like.
Clay County to inbound, Garrison to do it. 50.1 seconds left in the third. 5 points to lead for the Lady Dogs. Halen works into Baylor. Baylor to Ella. Now to Halen. Halen, three ball right side. Yeah! I tell you what now, that little inbound play, you better not lose her. Because if you do, you'll pay.
No, and Clay County, of course, Rob's run that for years. And Coach Walker, since he's been here, has installed it with them, and it works.
4 3-pointer of the contest, and a jump ball called. Garrison with their fourth made 3-pointer. Girls leader against Friendship Christian is Megan Hamilton with 5, her senior year in 2003. In single game action against Friendship. Point leader, her sophomore year, Holly Wright, back in 2001. She had 30 against the Lady Commanders.
Ooh, that's a big night.
Certainly so. And in that same contest, if I'm not mistaken, she had a double-double because she pulled down 13 rebounds.
Oh, man. That's a big night.
Her teammate, Brittany Walker, also in 2001, probably a different game, but she ties her with 13 rebounds in a contest.
Freshman Adams. Freshman Adams right there, good job tying up the ball, getting the possession back for Clay County right here at the end of the third.
Tyler, aggressive. She's an aggressive defender. No surprise there. Garrison, left wing, step back three, partially blocked. Baylor Walden picks up the loose ball at the buzzer. Foul call. Baylor going to go to the line with no time left in this third quarter to shoot free throws. 33-25, the score. I may have missed the Friendship bucket, John, while I was taking a walk down memory lane there with these leaders.
Well,
sometimes I do that, and Thomas just has to make
one
it
back on the clock, Gary. So,
do you have to officially do that?
If you didn't, the time would have expired. It wouldn't have been a shot.
Wouldn't
if you
happen.
Had a shot, you got to have some time.
Gotcha. So. Walden, good on the first free throw.
But you can't get a legal shot off right there. You know, with point one, you got to have point three or more to be able to get a legal shot. Fitzley's got to tip it.
Second attempt away, no good. And the buzzer sounds. After three, it is Clay County 34, Friendship 25.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Becker and I with the Horizon Sports Network. Lady Bulldog basketball presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads Friendship Christian 34-25. 8 minutes left in the game. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply.
Leading the Lady Dogs after three quarters, Helen Garrison with 12 leading the Dogs. Ella Eads has 10, 5 for Natalie Smith, 4 Baylor Walden, 3 for Kalia Crawford to round out the scoring for the Dogs.
This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of two decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. 8 minutes left to settle it, Doug. Have not been able to put the Lady Commanders away yet.
No, they've kept battling.
Friendship with the possession to start this fourth and final quarter. Clay County with the 9-point lead, 34-25. Friendship with it. Nana Latis kicks it outside to Reed. Actually, that's Box with it. She gives to Reed. Reed defended by Garrison. Garrison real close to her there. And a travel called. Good defensive pressure by Halen.
It was. You got her to change pivot feet right there. It's just good pressure by Halen. Force that turnover.
Of course, that was one of the two seniors on this Friendship team, senior Maggie Reed. The other senior is Natalie Major. Langford back on the floor for Friendship. Walden with it. Left corner, left elbow. Gives it to Eads cross court. Now Scott swings it left side to Walden. Baylor not ready for it. Bounces off her shoulder. Picked up a Friendship. 7:10 left in this fourth quarter. Box with it. Baseline drive for the Lady Commanders. Her floater, no good. Rebound Brooklyn Scott. Brooklyn hands to Halen. Garrison lets everything clear out. She's picked up a Box at the half court. Garrison at right wing. Fires the three. In there. Fifth of the night. Ties Megan Hamilton with 5 made threes against the Friendship Christian Lady Commanders.
That was just a veteran move there. They sagged off just enough. You give Hayden just a little daylight and you're in trouble.
Well, you know, freshman year, I think that was the big adjustment for us, figuring out what's open. By last year, particularly when we got into district place, you understood, hey, if I've got 6 inches a foot, that's open.
Yeah, well, when she was a freshman, she ain't open right there. You know, she's thinking, I'm not.
Right.
And you are.
LAE, the nice drive to the back. It can't get it to go, though. 37-25 after the Garrison three-pointer gives Clay County a 12-point lead. 6-10 and Tegan, fourth quarter. Owens with it. Dishes off to Natalitas. Her three-pointer, no good. Our ball's saved by Box. And never could get it back in bounds, actually. It was not safe.
Hey, she's a nice-looking player for an eighth grader.
No doubt.
She's nice.
Good athleticism.
Yeah.
I don't believe we have seen Haven Boone, the other eighth grader, in the contest for Friendship. Clay County on the inbound. 5:55 left in this contest. Lady Dogs up by 12, 37-25. Lady Dogs looking to move to 4-2 on the year with a win. Garrison, another three. You talk about automatic. Sixth of the night. Let her fire it again.
That's better than layups right there.
Oh, man. She's just in that zone.
Yes.
And Natalitas tries another hand to three. Garrison, the rebound. Here she comes. Will she pull up and stop him, pop another? Going to kick outside to Eads. Eads going to fire one. No good. Rebound Box. And a foul call against Beggar Walden. Pretty clean play. Just got tangled up with the rebound.
That's good effort, though. You want to see that going after that thing.
Well, and that's the thing with Walden. You're always going to get best effort.
Yeah.
You know, whether she's on the softball rubber pitching or on the hardwood playing basketball, going to get 100% effort. Timeout taken on the floor. 5:21 left in this fourth quarter. Lady Dogs lead by 15. Biggest lead of the night, 40-25.
Big news coming from Twin Lakes. Introducing Tri-Lay Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Lakes Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live, Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank, Carrie and Common. Haylen Garrison, 6 made 3-pointers in the contest, has given Clay County a 15-point lead, 40-25 here. 5:09 left in this fourth quarter. Perhaps an insurmountable deficit for the Lady Commanders, hard to say. They trail by 15, only have 25 total, 3-pointer no good. For Major, Clea Crawford pulls down the rebound, goes coast-to-coast, misses the layup. Knocked out of bounds off LAE's. Crawford has not been able to get him to go tonight the way she did last night, but I like the way she's attacking the hoop.
Oh, yeah, she's a little frustrated right now because them ain't going, but she's getting there, and that's just, you know, you got to make them when you get there. You always want them, but now she's doing a good job.
Well,
them will fall.
It will, and Crawford needs to let that confidence in herself build because she's a really good young player and needs to believe in herself.
Well, And I believe she does, because typically, if they're not making them, they quit.
Right.
You know, taking that shot. Don't, you know, she's not. She's still attacking that and getting that shot. So.
Shooter's got to shoot.
Got to shoot.
Well, you know, Garrison hit the stretch here where she had about 4 to 5 three-point attempts, no good. Well, she's hit her last 4.
Yeah.
Langford inside now to Major. Back outside into the hands of Ellis. Back inside to Major. Actually, that was Anna Kate Reed rather than Bella Ellis. I get those two confused at times. One wears 13, another 15. And now we see Anna Kate Reed at the line to shoot two. .414 left in this fourth quarter. First free throw's no good. 40-25 to score. Lady Dogs in front.
This is only the second pair of free throws that Friendship's taken tonight. So
Clay
good job
took many
playing
either,
defense without fouling.
Clay hadn't took many either. They ain't been many free throws tonight.
No, we've only had six free throws.
So three trips for us, two for them. And like you guys said, it's been a well-officiated game. Pretty cleanly played ball game. Well, and that kind of goes back like we talked about when we came on air. Not a personal rivalry here between these. Now, you let us take the floor against the Red Bull, and you'll see a little bit more aggressive play.
Yeah, and, well, in the style both of them play, too. Yeah. You know, you play a lot of perimeter. There's not a lot of fouls in a perimeter game. And that's what both these play.
A lot of three-pointers have been taken.
Yeah.
Smith's going to go to the line where she'll shoot, too.
I'll talk about it again. Clay County girls have really boxed out well and limited those second chance opportunities.
They have, you know, and looking at the, I think I'm going to quote this right, in the Macon County game, the Tigerettes had a 51% of their missed shots. They had an offensive rebound number.
Yeah, that is correct.
And that's a huge number. Half the time, they were getting a second attempt.
Yeah.
And I'm sure so there was times maybe there was three offensive rebounds on one possession.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be tough to win, though, if you're going to have to do that.
It is. And we lost by 12 in the contest. So a good job tonight not allowing Friendship to be on the offensive boards.
Yeah, and last night, too. So
yes.
you know that was an emphasis coming out of that Macon for that not to happen again.
Maggie
number 12,
Reed there
yes.
with the three-pointer.
Maggie Reed. The senior gets the three-pointer to go, makes it 40-28. Ella Eads answers with a two-pointer. Eads with her first points in the fourth quarter. 3:20 left in the contest. Box with it, top of the key, gives to Reed. Now to Majors. Majors defended by Smith. I'm adding an S to that, just Major, not Majors. Langford on the drive. Foul call. Reach-in foul against Deidre Walden, one. You're going to get Ella for it. Next action for Clay County will be Tuesday night here in Joe Sims Gym against the Gordonsville Tigerettes. And let me tell you something, Gordonsville is going to be a pretty stout team just based on what we saw last year. Everybody coming back. Of course, had the new coach last year. She's back for a second year, and her daughter's now a freshman. She played a lot as an eighth grader last year. And I think it was Gordonsville beating Clark Range a couple games ago.
Yeah.
I think that I'm remembering that right.
Yeah, pretty handily.
Yeah. And so that is, we've grown accustomed to that being a district game. It is not. It is a region game.
Yeah.
They're playing out of District 8 now.
Yeah.
So we are Region 4 sisters with the Tigerettes, or the Lady Dogs, but no longer in the same district. Garrison, three ball, left side. Can she get seven? You believe it. Better believe it. I'd like to, she might hit one from the volleyball line if she wanted to right now.
She won't care to crank it. She feels it.
Seventh made three-pointer by Garrison. 2:40 mark of this fourth quarter. And behind her prowess, behind the arc, Clay Kenny's built a huge second half lead, 45-28. I know she's hit four in the second half, maybe five. Was it two or three in the first half? She's hit five second half three-pointers. Tyler Adams kicks to Crawford. Crawford to Garrison. Garrison pulls the trigger again. Ooh, Mia Jinkster. She missed that one. Too strong up the back of the iron. Yeah, got to do it. Langford gets the rebound, goes the other way. Taken away by Garrison. Garrison doing it all tonight. Steals, rebounds, three-pointers. Free throws made. She dribbles it down and has it taken away by Box, though. Now in a trap, gets it to Crawford. Minute 50 left. Crawford throws it off of Major and subs coming in. Freshman Annie Vaughn, sophomore Chandler Rich, sophomore Haley Roberts, sophomore Brooklyn Scott, and junior Natalie Smith checking back in.
Just a nice effort from the Lady Dogs tonight.
Good
play.
Good effort all the way throughout after they got talked to in the first half, I guess.
Was a timely timeout, a good one. Smith to inbound, minute 56 left in it, works it into Roberts, going to be taken away, though, by Owens. Owens to the hoop, she misses the layup, rebound Brooklyn Scott. Scott presses ahead to Smith, Natalie with it, works into the paint, dishes off to Roberts, Roberts left wing, drives in, 10-foot jumper, no good, Rich the rebound, put back, no good. Rebound Annie Vaughn, her put back is blocked and picked up a Friendship. Minute and a half left. Clay County in front, 45-28. Danilita is called for the offensive foul.
And this is kind of a tough lineup for Clay County. They got one guard in there.
Natalie. Now we get another.
We're about to get another guard.
Izzy Smith, younger sister Natalie, checking in. Brooklyn Scott coming out. So once again, Roberts, the Smith sisters, Chandler Ridge, and Annie Vaughn. Minute 20 remaining here. 45-28. Vaughn, right wing. Dribbles top of the key. Reverses. Gives to Natalie. Natalie, three ball right side. No good. Rebound, Annie Vaughn. Power dribble. Got it to Rich. Rich going to be fouled and go to the free throw line. Of course, boys action coming up in this doubleheader right after this girls game. Should be a good one. Based on Coach T, Friendship 3-0. Sometimes Coach T don't have full schedules, though.
Yeah, but this, you know, getting a look at their JV team, solid JV team come in here tonight. Beat our JV, I think, went up five or six.
So
I look for their varsity to be pretty good.
Our boys led down the stretch, let the Commanders come back. Rich misses the pair on the free throws, line violation here. Going to have one more attempt. So the second attempt that was no good does not count. Now the second's away. Good. So Chandler gets one of the two. Minute five left in this fourth quarter. Danilatis, right wing, swings to a teammate. Owens with it, hands back to Reed. Back to Owens, defended by Roberts, 50 seconds and ticking.
Daniel, I might make it through my first game here as producer statistician. I believe I've done okay.
You've done good. Basketball, it's hard on the person in your role to add a lot of commentary because of the quick pace. But short of that, it's not too hard. Maybe we give Thomas too much credit.
I think might be the case. I don't know.
Three-pointer taking a left wing in and out. No good by Ella Bryson, who's checked in. Now foul called underneath. Of course, Thomas off, as we mentioned earlier, registering folks for that 43rd annual Billy Westbourne and Jack Huddleston Memorial Smallmouth Tournament, the Invitational. Such a big deal each year, honoring those guys who meant so much to Del Hall Lake and to this community.
Those people come from all over to be in that tournament.
Well, you have to be at least 100 miles
that's
away
right.
to fish
yeah.
in it.
That's it.
So that's pretty impressive.
It is. Folks come. Of course, that really supports the different cabins and lodges, hotels around. So those guys come and stay. Just
well,
a big event. And Braven often tough conditions.
Yeah.
It's always cold first of December. Of course, the fishing's good when it's cold.
And then, you know, those guys coming, everybody knows the two that sets forward.
That's
you know,
it.
They're known for the lake and the fishing, so they're coming.
Coming for a good cause and for good competition. Yeah, and that's an invitational deal. Got to be invited to
yeah.
come. It's not an open where you
yeah.
just show up. Got to have an invitation, a select group, and it's always full. Of course, may get Thomas to talk a little about it. I think he's scheduled to join us for boys action, perhaps.
And if I'm not mistaken, talking to a little his year earlier before you guys got here, set everything up before you went, I think they had some kayak fishermen show up this year.
Wow.
I've seen some in town today, six or eight of them, and he thought they'd added that a little bit to it. So.
Owens misses both of the free throws. 13.5 seconds left in this one. Clay County going to have the possession here. Haley works it into Izzy. Izzy now. Pushes back to Haley across the timeline. Roberts to the block. Shot up. Maybe a pass to Ridge. I don't know which.
I thought she might have got fouled.
Thought so too.
I think contact's what threw it off, and it made it hard to tell whether it was a shot or a pass. 3 seconds left. Lady Commanders inbound. Owens with it. Will she get the shot off? Does not. Final score, Clay County 46. They move to 4-2 on the year. Friendship Christian 29 as they fall to 3-3. Stay with us.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, we're going to get into the Eco Panels, the Tennessee Lady Dog wrap up. But before we do, got a special guest here. Got my daughter, Mila Grace Strong, right here. How are you doing tonight, Mila?
Good.
Doing good. What'd you think about your cousin, Helen Alexa Garrison, out there knocking down 7 3-pointers? I felt good about it, too. Thank you, Miller. All right, guys, let's get into this Eco Panels, the Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Pretty low-scoring game early before it really got alive, John.
Yeah, a good defense play early on, I thought, and not a whole lot of scoring going on. It was just 10-5 after one. So the Dogs got out to a lead there. In the second quarter, you kind of saw the Dogs take that lead a little further, got it up to 9 by the time halftime showed up.
Yeah, kind of felt, you know, at that part, what was that halftime difference, 24-15, perhaps, something like that. I just thought, Doug, that you kind of go back, was it the second quarter, I believe, pretty early when Coach Walker took that timeout, and you thought maybe called the girls out on their effort a little bit.
Yeah, and I said, just, you know, you can't blame the girls. They're a little tired probably, but I think that was what that discussion was, and it was a different team when they come out of that timeout.
It's so. More of a mental thing probably,
yeah.
You know. Coach reminded them, you know, to stay focused, so,
right.
Which they did a great job. In the third quarter, early on, Garrison started her run. She had a three. Walden had a three. And then Friendship Christian kind of went on a run there in the middle of the third, and they got the lead down to about – down to 5 points before Garrison made another three-pointer there before the fourth quarter started. And then once the fourth quarter set in, the lead never got below 10. And, you know, we got the subs in there and got the starters on the bench as quick as we could. As far as scoring goes, leader for the night, of course, was Halen Garrison. She had those 7 three-pointers for her 21 points. Also, Ella Eads had 12 points. 5 points for Natalie Smith, 4 for Baylor Walden. She had a three-pointer and a free throw in the third quarter. And then 3 points for Kalia Crawford and 1 by Chandley Rich. Scoring for Friendship Christian, led by Annika Langford with 9. Maggie Reed had 5 points. Natalie Major had 5. Honora Owens had 3 points. And then you said 2 points out of Danilitis. And Bella Ellis had 2 for Friendship Christian. Also, Anna Kate Reed with 1 free throw made there in the fourth quarter, wrapping out their score. So for the total of, I don't have what the final score was. Do you?
No, I don't remember off the top of my head. Ended up stretching it out pretty good, though. That's, Doug, you talk about that second half, and really nice to see the outside shooting come to life. But the thing I like the best, we talked about it during the game, it wasn't just Garrison. Multiple from Eads, Smith, Walden hits one, we know Crawford can. And I just get the feeling that this Clay County team, the Lady Dawgs, are not at their full potential yet. I think they've got room to grow and improve, and already early in this season playing pretty good ball. But we know as things go along, going to have to continue to get better.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, the schedule they've got is going to do that, too. I mean, a lot of times you see those early schedules, it's pretty weak. Ours is not too weak, and you got Gordonville coming in next week, probably the favorite for that district on that side, going to community on Friday. That's usually a solid team down in there, so, and then you'll start your Christmas tournaments pretty soon. It's pretty tough, so they're definitely going to get better.
No doubt. Folks, that Lady Dawg wrap-up's from Route 2 Baco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Make and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Papa Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau in Salina, agency manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today.
allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show in front of this boys' contest between Friendship Christian and Clay County. Time now for the Cumberland Steers boys 7A update. Last night it was Clark Range who lost to Stone Memorial 57-64. Clay County beat Jellicoe 73-69. Tonight we got Clay County hosting Friendship. Pickett County traveling, as we mentioned, to Murfreesboro to take on Oakland. Jackson County at Trinity Christian. Redbourne Springs and Clark Range both idle tonight. So, Doug, I'll be curious to see the matchup between what we know to be an extremely fundamentally sound, well-shooting Pickett County Bobcat team and what's bound to be a very big, athletic Oakland Patriot team down in Murfreesboro.
They typically are. Back in the day when I refereed and you went down to end of Murfreesboro period, there's athletes with size.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see that matchup right there, how it turns out.
Of course, at that 4A basketball playing school like Oakland, I don't know how affected they are. Their football squad tomorrow, maybe tonight, I guess 6A. Is 6A playing today?
It'll be tomorrow.
1-3-5, that was today, 2-4-6 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Coach Creasy and the Patriots will be playing tomorrow, but when you're at a school with over 2,000 kids, short of one or two, I don't know how many crossovers you have.
I don't either. You know, the big schools, sometimes you don't have any, sometimes you have several. So just hard to say with the athletes down there.
Don't have any district games that have been played yet, just overall records. The Buffaloes doing boys now. The Buffaloes 7-2, Jackson County 6-1, Pickett County 5-1, Clay County 2-2, and no, that's not right. We're 3-2 now.
Yeah.
After winning last night, Redbourne Springs 1-4 on the season. Another interesting one, Jackson County at Trinity Christian.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that game, do you?
I don't either, but usually if Coach Thomas has picked one up right there that you don't know, there's something pretty good about them, you know. So he tries to find some pretty steady competition through the holidays.
Of course, Jackson County stepping back from double A down to single A this year, got their eyes on a trip to Murfreesboro. Hopefully we can help to disrupt those plans. That has been the Boys 7-Day Update, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. The other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we'll wrap up this H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show with the Back Home Electric keys to the game. Well, we get a quick word from Doug before tip-off. Doug, once again, just like the girls, this is not an opponent we've seen in recent years. Our guys have never played them in either sport, honestly, football or basketball. So it's just about the sport, not about any personal rivalries. What about tonight?
Well, I think the key is just come out ready to play. Last night, you know, we started flat. Don't want to do that tonight. So just come out ready to play. Treat this like it's a district game in your head. You know, that way you'll come out with the effort. And that's all you want right now. Just come out with good effort, get everything ready to go. More minutes on the floor, the better.
Well, the only person that knows these dogs better than you do would be Coach Edwards. If there's one thing you'd like to see worked on and improved, what would it be?
Well, we took care of the ball real well the first few games. And a lot of that's the transition from football into basketball. We've been a little sloppy with the ball. You want to take care of that ball tonight and limit turnovers.
Folks, that's been the keys to the game, brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more from your local licensed and insured electrician. Count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. We'll go ahead and give you the Gone Country Cafe starting lineups. For Friendship Christian, Xavier Humphrey, number one. Number three, Billy Young. Number five, D. Boone. Number 11, Press Parker. And number 23, Miles Fitzpatrick. Friendship Christian, the visiting team tonight, wearing those green jerseys, white numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach Rob Edwards, 26 season overall, 560 wins to 227 losses. 3-2 record this year, two-game winning streak. Starting four, Clay County, a junior, 00, Jake Copeland. Senior, number two, Cole Leeds. Senior, number four, Nolan Adams. Senior, number five, Warner Mountain. And a junior, number 33, Juju Villa. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest for breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time for boys action here in Joe Sims' gym. Hopefully, Coach Edwards and the dogs can replicate the girls and get a win over Friendship. Nolan Adams going to be jumping for the tip tonight against senior Xavier Humphrey for the Commanders. Commander's going to control the tip quickly to the hoop. Number 23, that's Miles Fitzpatrick. His shot no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan comes the other way, has it knocked away, and he goes off of his foot. It was D. Boone with good defense there. So you don't see a lot of Nolan Adams open four turnovers.
Yeah, and just looking at this Friendship team, pace is probably going to be pretty quick tonight.
Perez Parker kicks it in the corner to Billy Young. Young's three-pointer no good. Rebound Boone. Boone dishes to Humphrey. Humphrey outside to Parker. Parker shakes and bakes and gives it to Young. Good ball movement on the perimeter here. As Friendship finds what they want. It's a three-pointer from the top of the key that they want. Perez Parker puts Friendship up 3-9. Full court pressure, just like we saw in the JV boys game. Coping up, the younger guys led by assistant coach Jermaine McElvain and Jake Edwards had to face some of that full court man.
Yeah, and that's the typical Friendship over the years. They get that pressure, you know, half court, full court. So,
Commanders in front, 3-0, another turnover. Taken away this time by Humphrey, and now a turnover by the Commanders, just playing a little too quickly. Yeah. 3-9, 7:09 mark of the first. Thomas has joined us, by the way. He's back from fishing registration. Thomas, we talked about that. Hopefully, Payson will allow you to talk about it a little bit more later, but that's so important to you each year. I'm glad you were able to do both tonight.
Yeah, back here for what looks like it's going to be a good matchup for Clay County. It's the type of the game you want to play to get ready for a district stretch, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah, this looks like a good athletic team. It's going to put some pressure on you.
Clay County to inbound from their own baseline off to our left. Dogs working at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Juju Villa, right wing extended. Nolan Adams now, top of the key. Nolan works, drives against D. Boone, loses the handle, taken away. Humphrey with it. Quickly, Xavier Humphrey tries to get over to a teammate. Could not hook up with Press Parker to another passing turnover by the Commanders.
Yeah, and they're good at transitioning out of that high court stuff they're running into. They're running a 1-3-1, looks like, on this other end. That's a good transition out of a press.
And I'm like you guys, a good matchup here for Clay County, a little different than we have seen thus far. Nolan dishes to Cole. Cole in the corner, picks up the dribble, back to Nolan. Nolan, jumper from left elbow, no good. Rebound Humphrey. Humphrey presses ahead into the hands of Billy Young. Young in the paint. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Friendship in front, 5-9. This may be a team that likes a quicker pace than Clay.
Yeah.
Nolan with it. Bounce pass to Melton. Warner left wing. Cross court to Cole. Cole leads. Three ball. Right side. No good. Rebound Friendship. Perez with it. Perez Parker. been calling him by his first name, which is all right. Over and back by the Commanders, it's Perez Parker. I'm used to calling Parker Upchurch, so I had in my head his name was Parker Perez. Thomas, you missed a standout performance by junior shooting guard Helen Garrison. 7 made three-pointers in that contest. I'm sure we may be talking about her again during the TDS Top Performers. Warner Melton for Clay County. Swings to Nolan. Nolan to Cole. Cole, three ball. Good. Good ball movement.
Real good ball movement. Got to Cole wide open, and he knocks her down.
5-3 the score. Commanders with it. Billy Young, top of the key. Dishes off to Boone. Boone gonna drive. Kick back to Young. Young works against Eads. Gets to Humphrey. Humphrey, three ball. Left side, no good. Rebound. Cole Eads. Weathering the early storm a lot of times with that pressure is the key to slowing things down a little. Clay County's a quick-paced team, but we don't want to be rushed into mistakes.
Yeah, and the defense they're running is going to kind of slow you down. That 1-3-1 full court, 1-3-1 high.
Perez Parker with the steal and the layup. 7-3. Nolan Adams now gets to the half court, puts on the brakes, crosses into Clay County territory, gives to Melton in the corner. Here's the trap. Here's the pass out of it, a turnover. In that coffin corner down there.
Clay County had done a better job on the last couple of trips with the pressure and trap of Friendship Christian that time. Got them where they wanted them, Doug.
Yeah, and that if you watch where they're playing that defense, they're opening up to give you that because they want you to go there.
4:40 and ticking. First quarter. Commanders 7, Bulldogs 3. Humphrey, 18-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Young. Young's put back off the glass is good. Senior Billy Young puts the Commanders up by 6, 9-3. Similar style approach to the JV game. We saw the three-man unit having to work it down the court, varsity and JV. Nolan Adams, right wing, halfway through the first quarter. Cole Eads a three-pointer. The only points for Clay County. Villa tries to double the tally and can't do it. Airballs it. Rebound Warner Melton. Melton, 8-foot jumper off the glass. Good. 9-5. Melton had the hot fourth quarter last night against Jellico. Of course, on Tuesday night against Macon, we named Warner the TDS top performer for boys action. Humphrey's three-pointer. No good. Rebound Nolan Adams. A chance to cut the lead. A high, lofty pass. Hits off of the rafters.
Yeah, the net kind of caught that one. That's kind of, I don't know if he just, it maybe just took off a little because it's normally a little flat pass, but it went up.
It ended up going sky high like a punt.
Yeah.
3:30 and ticking on the inbound for the Commanders. They lead by 4, 9-5, step back 3, falls short. That was attempted by Miles Fitzpatrick. Nolan Adams the rebound. Nolan with multiple rebounds already. He goes coast to coast, off the glass, no good. Humphrey the rebound, Juju Villa takes it away. Xavier Humphrey thought he had it. Little did he know that Villa was lying in wait. Now Coleridge throws a dagger from right wing.
Just a great play by Juju right there to get that ball.
Hustle all the way by Villa. 2:55 mark of the third, and Coleridge has a pair of triples, making it 9-8, and it's another three-pointer coming. D. Boone this time for Friendship. 12-8 the score. Melton has 2 for Clay County. Eads the other 6. 2:35 mark of the first. Cole, left wing, kicks to Warner. Warner going to drive against Parker. Perez Parker, very aggressive defenseman. Now, we saw that during the girls' game. A lot of that was allowed, so very consistent here. And here's a thrown-away ball as Melton tried to work it inside. Young comes up with the steal. Kicks outside to Perez Parker. That's actually not Parker. That was D. Boone. D. Boone's three-pointer, no good. Rebound Jake Copeland, who's checked in. And he adds another bucket. Nice pass from Nolan Adams.
Yeah, just good job of Cole running the floor and good job of Nolan seeing and getting it to him.
Working his Fitzpatrick baseline reverse layup. Good. Fitzpatrick with the bucket. Minute 50 left here in this first quarter. 14-10 already outpacing the girls game in scoring. Cole leads at the volleyball line, right side. Defended by Prez Parker. Likely a foul a lot of nights. Some contact being allowed there. And that's okay. Just got to adjust to it. Clay County senior guards can handle that. Warner Melton inside to Copeland. Copeland back out to Cole. Heat check. Right wing. I thought he nailed it. Rolled in and out. No good. Humphrey with it. Pressing the issue. Wants to go to the paint. Dishes off to Young. Young shot from right side. No good. Hard foul by Jake Copeland. A good foul.
Yeah, good foul.
We will see Billy Young go to the line to shoot two. First free throws of the night for either squad. Minute 11 left in this first quarter. 14-10 the score. Subs waiting at the scores table for head coach Michael Teeter. Teeter, a name that we're familiar with out of Friendship Christian. A couple of athletes over the years, and we thought the girls' coach used to be a Teeter as well.
That's what I'm thinking now. I'm pretty sure.
Coach Sims, if he's listening right now, answering that in his head. Or maybe out loud. I don't know. Hope he's safe on his travels. We appreciate Doug joining us for both contests tonight on there. Free throw was no good. Rebounded, though, by the Commanders. Three-pointer no good. Another offensive rebound, and he stepped out of bounds. Did senior Perez Park.
Good job by Clay County, kind of stemming with this storm that Friendship Christian has come out early. You talked about the officiating favoring the Commanders at this point with their pressure defense.
Yeah, their style of play, for sure. Clay County also allowed to play that way, so that's the time we need to step up our aggression and match it. East, three ball, left wing, good. Third three-pointer of the first quarter. It was Garrison knocking them down during the girls' contest. Cole Eads during boys' action. Three three-pointers in the first quarter. 14-13 to score. Friendship in front. And one opportunity coming for Perez Parker, who goes to the line after the aggressive layup was good. Foul called. I don't know who the foul was against.
I'm glad they got it on Caden.
Yeah, Caden Copeland is checked in here for Jake Copeland.
Cole leads the first player into double figures. Got three threes, a total of 11 already here in this first quarter.
Highly impressive. Three-point play the old-fashioned way, complete by Perez Parker. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Friendship up by four, 17-13. Aiden Cherry's checked in, gets to Villa. Villa to Copeland. Caden to the hoop. Scores. Good job by the sophomore.
Well, it's just good job being patient on that press and got a layup out of it.
20 seconds left. 2 points the difference. 17-15. Fitzpatrick now defended by Aiden Cherry. Top of the key. Perez Parker. Gives to Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick three-pointer. No good. Rebound at the buzzer. Whistles blow. And the foul is against Houston Wheeler, a junior reserve for the Commanders. 1.4 seconds left on this clock as Aiden Cherry will inbound it here. Commanders in front, 17-15. Aiden works into Nolan. Full court heave by Adams. No good. So storm weathered there by the Bulldogs. They draw back with N2 at the end of one, 17-15.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. The Dogs trail the Commanders of Friendship Christian 17-15, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring, or your Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Cole Eads, 11 first quarter points to pace Clay County. Warner Melton and Caden Copeland both with two each. Billy Young has 4, D. Boone 3, Perez Parker 8, and Miles Fitzpatrick 2 for Friendship Christian, who lead by 2, 17-15. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber, the getting place, serving you since 1962. Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Friendship with the possession. Open the second quarter. Fitzpatrick defended by Cherry. 17-15 to score. Commanders in front. Perez Parker, three-pointer, drains it. Parker, pretty solid player.
Yeah, had a pretty good hand up right there on him, so that's a tough shot.
Clay Canning works against this 1-3-1 pressure. Gets across the timeline. 7:25 mark.
Parker matches Eads now. He's got 11 in this contest.
And here we are, platoon action from Teeter, playing at least 8, maybe 9 guys tonight. Long shot for the Dogs, no good off the rim. Rebound Friendship. Perez Parker, right wing, works against Vela. Juju doing a nice job defending the senior Perez Parker. Fitzpatrick. Back to Parker. Gives it off to Zion Say, a junior who's checked in. His shot no good. Touched last by Cole Eads. And the Commanders have another look at it here.
You can see Clay County kind of upping their intensity too, Doug, on the defensive end. I know they didn't get the possession there, but really closing out.
And you're going to have to on this. As athletic as they are, you better.
6:49 mark of the second, 20-15. Commanders in front, looking to build on the five-point lead. Three ball, right side, made by Ty Duckweiler, a sophomore who's checked in. Coach Edwards wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and play one. Be right back. 6:40 mark of the second, 23-15, Friendship.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live at Joe Sims Gym, Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank, carrying common. Dogs facing some adversity, down 8 here, mid-second quarter. 6:40 mark, Coe's having trouble, moves on the baseline, gets into Villa. Villa back to Cole, working against this intense pressure. Friendship doing a good job of finding that pressure, but it is beaten. Coe's in the front court, gives to Nolan Adams. Nolan to the elbow, kicks back to Cole. Cole, three ball, in and out, no good. Villa fighting for the rebound, can't do it. Xavier Humphrey, just too tall, pulls it down over the top of Villa. Comes the other way, gives to Say. That's actually not Say, that's number 5, D. Boone. D. Boone has the bucket from right block.
Friendship Christian started the second quarter on an 8-0 run, Daniel, to go up double figures here. It's 25-15.
10 points to lead, their biggest of the contest. Safe to say, Doug, you've seen each and every game we have played. Watertown, Jellicoe, Van Buren, and Macon. Friendship easily the most impressive team this Bulldog team has faced.
Yeah, very athletic team.
Warner Melton, three ball, right side. No good off the back of the iron. And you're seeing the lack of a post come into effect right now. One and done on these offensive trips for the most part. Not a lot of offensive second looks. Foul, offensive foul, going to be called against D. Boone. Nolan Adams taking the charge. He's really good at that. He's so quick, Nolan can get his feet set and stop, and the offender just runs him over. Co-leads, Nolan Adams, Juju Bella, Warner Melton, and Nathan Cherry on the floor. So a five-guard set. Jake Copeland at the scores table waiting to check in. Nolan under pressure, gets it to Warner. Warner, left side. Creates separation, dribbles through traffic. And I tell you, the officials are really letting them play physical on the reach-ins. Vela's three ball, no good. And now a foul called on Vela. I don't get that one now. If you're not going to call the foul on Ty Duckweiler, if he reached in full body on Clay County, how can you call Vela for the same type of contact? And that's what Coach Edwards is asking the officials about right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it'd be fine as long as we're getting it too. And
sure.
It hadn't been. That's you know.
We didn't see that lack of consistency during the girls' game. We don't think we're imagining it, though, here. Young, three ball, top of the key, good. Billy Young, the senior, stroking it. 28-15, Clay County trailing by 13. Aiden Cherry across the timeline, spins and hands to Nolan Adams. Nolan dishes to Melton. Melton baseline drive, kicks to Villa. Villa to Cherry. Cherry, three ball, in and out, no good. Another rebound by the Commanders, kept alive by Melton. He knocked it loose. Villa got it, kicks to Adams. Adams three, no good. Now a rebound by Humphrey. Fast break. The break's now put on. Billy Young works against a couple dogs, and here's some contact that's allowed. And now a shooting foul called on Jake Copeland. So Villa got away with some contact that time.
Yeah, it's just a physical ball game. This is the one where you just got to realize how it's being called and play that way. We've seen Nolan Allen step over his physicality on the last few trips, Doug, and that's what your senior leaders got to do. Say, look, guys, this is what we have to do if we're going to get back in this ball game.
Yeah, you got to make those adjustments. Got to play like they let you play.
Billy Young short on the free throw.
Friendship Christian, again, 11-0 run to start this second quarter. Clay County trailed by two heading into it, and now they're down by 13.
28-15, given that 13-point difference. Billy Young hits the free throw, make it 14 points the difference, 29-15. Melton across the timeline. Warner tries to get to Adams, taken away, though, by D. Boone. Boone with the steal. Pass ahead to Prince Parker. Parker going to be fouled by Nolan Adams. And it seems like the officials are more apt to call the foul on a shot attempt than just body contact on reach-ins on the floor.
Yeah, that's what it appears. And then you'd rather protect that shooter, you know what I'm saying, as a coach. So.
And credit, you know, Friendship Christian taking it to the hole, challenging the Bulldogs at this point. And that's how they built this lead. Daniel.
Caden Copeland checking in. Jake Copeland checking out. A little bit gimpy as he does so. Joining Caden Copeland on the floor, we see Juju Bella, Warner, Melton, Nolan Adams, and co-leads. 29-15. First free throw was missed by Prez Parker. Second one's away and good. The Commanders have doubled up the Bulldogs, 30-15.
Clay County hasn't found the basket here in the second quarter and honestly hadn't gotten many good looks at it.
Nolan Adams, left wing, back to Warner, Melton in right wing. Warner drives, kicks to Cole. Cole thought about a three, drives, kicks to Nolan. Nolan to Villa. Juju drives, baseline jumper good. Got it to roll off the glass.
Big bucket. We need a bucket right there.
Sure did. The run is broken, 30-17, and wow, what an answer. D. Boone drains one. Halen Garrison type depth on that one from left wing. Nolan Adams pass to Caden Copeland in the paint. Nice pass. Of course, Nolan completing his senior campaign as a quarterback. No surprise that he saw the open receiver and found him. Copeland with his fourth point. Offensive foul should be called here. If we call this against Caden Copeland, I should go crazy. I won't do it. I'll stay professional for Thomas's sake on air. But they're going to call the foul against Caden Copeland. How is that not a charge? Maybe the replay would show different if we had replay. I don't know. Did you get a look, Doug? I thought
he was there pretty good. I mean,
Copeland hustling over.
In the chest, you took it.
Getting position there, but again, Friendship Christian attacking the rim over and over, creating these calls, and just been an aggressor so far in this one.
They've been very aggressive.
Senior Billy Young, and he was way off of the hardwood of Rob Edwards Court. He's down. And Coach Edwards wanting to know why his sophomore post player didn't get the benefit of that call there. Nolan Adams with it. Spins to the elbow. Shot up good. Hard to deny Nolan for too long. Nolan Adams adds the bucket. Dishes off now. Do Friendship to Fitzpatrick. He drives aggressively to the hoop and gets the points. 35-21. 14 points the lead for Friendship. We've kind of stated that difference for a while.
Yep.
3 minutes left in this second quarter. I've not done a good job of time and score here, and I apologize. Warner Melton in the paint, kicks to Cole. Cole, three-pointer, Cole Eads knocks down his fourth three-pointer of the night. Cole has been the bright spot for this Clay County offense. He has over half of the points for the Dawgs.
Here we go.
35-24, knocked out of bounds was the pants. I saw a good defensive play by Nolan Adams coming up with a steal.
Yeah, and kind of similar to last night. You want to try to cut that under double digits going into half.
Yeah, Clay County trailed by 16 last night. In the second quarter, that was Friendship's largest lead just a few possessions ago.
Nolan Adams, three ball, top of the key, a little short. Rebound Humphrey. Humphrey comes out there with it. Presses ahead to Perez Parker. He spins, he shoots, he scores. Man, Perez Parker is an outstanding athlete.
Up to 14 points. He and Cole Eads both have got a game high so far. Eads to another.
Give Cole Eads 17 now as he hits his fifth three-pointer. Cole Eads having a career night here in front of our eyes. 2:10 left in the second quarter, and he's already got 17. 37-27. Doug talked about chipping into that lead. Here we go. 10 points the difference. Now Clay County comes down with a rebound off a Miss Fitzpatrick jumper. Cherry ahead to Nolan. Clay County probably looking for Cole Eads. He's got the hot hand. Melton, right wing. Looks to Cole in the corner. Friendship has him covered up. A takeaway by the Commanders. Humphrey into the front court. Woo, what a play. Got it to go off left side. Had a hesitation pump fake while in the air to get the bucket. Full timeout taken. We'll stay on air here with a minute 32 left before we play some more ads. And then Thomas talk about our presenting sponsor, Wellworth Bank.
Yeah, Bank of Salina is, of course, now Wellworth Bank. But don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. They haven't sold. They're still the same people and the same service you rely on, just with a new name and a new look, because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you. For years, Citizens Bank family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina, and their heart for serving the people of this community is the same as it has been for more than 100 years. Wellworth Bank, care in common.
We appreciate them and all of our sponsors. Minute 30 left in this first half, 39-27. Friendship back in front by 12 after Humphrey had the layup. Humphrey now with a steal. Man, you got to watch the passes against the Commanders. They're so quick. Perez Parker, three ball right side, did not go, rebound, and a travel, but no whistles blow. Oh, a missed call there. Houston Wheeler took an extra step. Perhaps Clay Kenny's got away with a travel or two tonight, though, I don't know. 1 minute left in this first half. Perez Parker defended by Juju Villa. Credit to Villa, he's done a nice job with him in the open court. Deep three by Young, no good. Nolan Adams on the boards with the rebound. Long transition, pass ahead. Was hit? No, it was not hit. So Friendship takes over. Just an errant pass.
Yeah, that one just kind of slipped out of Nolan's hands, I think, Doug.
Yeah, he's had a couple of them that just kind of took off on him to that.
Here we are. Friendship with an opportunity if they choose to hold till the end of the half. D. Boone, extended wing, defended by Villa. 35 seconds left. Friendship wastes no time, though. It's an 8-foot jumper on the baseline by Humphrey over the top of Copeland, and now a foul call defensively. D. Boone called for the foul.
Clay County had it to 10 just a couple of possessions ago, back out to 14 at 41-27. Need a bucket here to create a little momentum going into the break.
30.1 seconds left as we inbound. Melton with it. Works the Cole, back to Warner. Warner across the timeline, bounces to Parker Upchurch. Upchurch, the freshman, hit several three-pointers in that JV game. He's checked in here. Melton works against Wheeler. Dishes off to Eads. Pass never got to Cole. Taken away by Humphreys. And now Perez Parker gets another easy layup off right side. Desperation heave never gets away. First half ends. Clay County down 16 heading into the break. It's Friendship 43, Clay County 27.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County trails Friendship Christian 43-26 here at the break in Salina. And this time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. It's been a fast-paced game throughout, and it really was in that first quarter as Clay County and Friendship Christian raced out to a 17-15 lead. Friendship did. They were just down two, Clay County was, headed into the second quarter, and the Commanders dropped 26 in the second stanza to outscore Clay County 26-12 to take this 16-point lead. Cole Leeds did hit a three-pointer that cut it to 10 midway through the second, but Friendship Christian closed out the second on a 6-0 run to go up 43-27 here at the break. Eads has 17 in the first half for Clay County. Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, and Juju Villa all with two each. Caden Copeland, 4 points for the Dogs. Leading the way for Friendship Christian is Perez Parker. He has 16 in the first half. Both D. Boone and Billy Young with 8 each. Xavier Humphrey has 4. Miles Fitzpatrick, 4. And Ty Duckwiler with 3. For the Commanders, who lead Clay County 43-27 here at the break in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn more about their new time lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, Come grow with us. Stay with us for much more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Again, Clay County Trails Friendship Christian, 43-27 here at halftime.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Folks, welcome back to the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at Joe Sims Gym. Kind of rough on Rob Edwards Court at this point. The Dogs trailing by 16, 43-27 to the undefeated Friendship Commanders. According to Coach T, at least, I have them at 3-0 on the year. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Make sure you send responses to the hotline. I have taken one time a winner off of Facebook comments, but for some reason the last couple of broadcasts, the comments, we can't see them on the screen, so I ain't got a clue what anybody might be saying on there tonight. So make sure you send guesses to the hotline, 931-397-9004. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In the 2011 season, Rob Edwards and the Dogs met Friendship Christian three times, with the away team winning each of the regular season meetings, and then Clay County beat the Commanders in the region championship game. In the season road trip to Friendship, what player hit 8 3-pointers in the 58-47 win? Let's read that one more time. In 2011, Rob Edwards and the Dogs met Friendship Christian three times, with the away team winning each of the regular season meetings. And then Clay County beat the Commanders in the region championship game. In the season road trip to Friendship, what player hit 8 3-pointers in the 58-47 win? Send your guesses in to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Khalid's on his way to that mark. Now, the answer to this question, we'll talk openly after it comes, but that is the single-game lead. Jordan Strong being guessed by Andrew Meadows. It's a great guess. Of course, that's Doug's son. He was a great three-point shooter, and he was on that team, but incorrect. Melissa Smith guessing Trent Bowles. Melissa White also guessing Trent Bowles. Both incorrect. Of course, Trent on that squad, an outstanding three-point shooter. Single-season leader, if I'm not mistaken, in Bulldog country. Four three-pointers. John Weaver, who was here during the girls' game, said Doug knows the answer, and that's true. He does. We talked about it earlier. This is when we talked about Friendship Boys Basketball, this was the first thing that came to mind. Andrew Meadows also guessed Trent Bowles. Incorrect on that. Madison Short guesses Kurt Cherry. Incorrect. Firewood guesses Austin Cherry. Incorrect. Thomas, what was the call on the floor?
Well, we got a reach-in foul called against Friendship Christian.
Well, perhaps Coach Edwards lobbying for that. Melissa Smith guesses Jake Edwards. Incorrect. Melissa White also guessing Jake Edwards. I wonder if Melissa Smith and Melissa White are sharing a brain this evening. Nolan Adams, that's a bucket to open up the third quarter. Makes it 43-29. Perez Parker can't be slowed down, though. He adds a bucket off to our left. Teams have switched into the court here. Cole leads with it. Passes ahead to Warner Melton. Back to Cole, who crosses the timeline. Passes out of a trap to Villa. Now inside to Nolan. Free throw range jumper. Good. Nice to see Nolan opening up hot.
Yeah, we just got to get stops. Right now we ain't had an answer for them. We just got to get some stops.
Fitzpatrick, left side. Gives to Parker. Parker, three-pointer, no good. Off the glass, rebound Humphrey. Put back good. I tell you, Xavier Humphrey's a nice piece to have down low.
He is.
I said earlier that it didn't look like Friendship had a big, but Humphrey does a pretty good job of playing that role down there. Jake Copeland, baseline drive, dishes to Villa, his classmate. Villa out top to Nolan. I know we have answers coming in on the hotline. We'll check on his time allows. Nolan Adams steps back behind the arc. As I glance, I see a correct answer. I've got to go back and look and see who answered it first, though. Takeaway. Coleed has it stolen by D. Boone. Boone with it. Gives off to Young. Young kicks out to Parker. Parker's three good. This Friendship bunch playing out of District 4, Division 2, the private school division. Pretty tough opponent, Doug.
Yeah, they're nice, athletic, and
Clay County trailing by 19, 50-31. Jake Copeland gets a bucket and a foul. He'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. So let's go back to the hotline. Try to decipher what we've got going on here. Melissa White guessed Jake Edwards. That's incorrect. He was a young player on that team. Incorrect, though. Melissa White also guessing Corey Hamilton. Incorrect. Andrew Meadows guesses Dusty Birdwell. Incorrect. Another three. Was that Parker?
Yes.
Perez Parker drains another. We're going to stay on air here and go through the hotline. So it's giving it to us. By guesser rather than chronologically, so I'm having to make sure I call this off right. Melissa Smith guesses Dusty Birdwell. Incorrect. So I have not seen the correct answer yet. Going to just cycle back through some of the guesses that have been made. Oh, we've got a correct answer. Tiff Brown. She gets it right. It was the infamous performance by the outstanding and great, and I say that pleasurably. I got to coach this young man when I was in Hermit Springs years ago. It wasn't Dusty Birdwell, but his big brother, Dylan. Dylan Birdwell, career night at Friendship Christian 2011. Really put on the show. 8 three-pointers. And, Doug, we were both there. You remember, and I do too. He was letting the Friendship student section know all about it.
Oh, yeah. He was the little six-shooter that he made and running through the crowd. It was I had a little story for Daniel before we ever, you know, during a JV game, and he said, that's funny because that's kind of the trivia question. I can't tell the story that the way it's supposed to be told, so I won't tell it. But Dylan had a career night, and that was just something kind of funny between me and Daniel before the game.
Congratulations to Tiff Brown. She will be receiving a free sub certificate in the Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artist is ready to take your order in person online or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. A steal by Perez Parker to the hoop. Layup good. Parker's just silky smooth.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like he's doing anything that's in particularly special. Well, let me tell you, he is, because he's a step quicker than anybody Clay County has, including Juju Villa and Nolan Adams.
Yeah, the passes that we normally get through, they're not getting through tonight. Just that quickness is getting them.
Nolan Adams, as we said earlier, won't be completely denied. He's to the hoop with a bucket. Makes it 55-36, 19 points the difference here. 4:30 mark and ticking third quarter. Three-pointer good by D. Boone. That's the problem. It's not just senior Perez Parker. It's many of these Commanders that can hurt you. Cole leads, extended right wing. This is to Villa, out of bounds, a turnover.
Yeah, Perez Parker up to 26 already in this ballgame to lead all scorers. And then you got Boone going into double figures also with 11.
4 minutes left in this third quarter. Young with it. Dishes off to Fitzpatrick, and he drains the three. Miles Fitzpatrick. Now we'll take timeout. His timeout is taken. 61-36, Clay County.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, Care in Common. Clay County down by 25. An impressive Friendship Christian Commander teams coming to Joe Sims Gym, Daniel, and playing really well.
Yeah, easily the best team we've seen. We talked about them during the break. Not only is their speed and athleticism elite defensively, but they're shooting the ball so well. A great percentage. Warner Melton, right wing, 3:25 left. Coleeds had a huge first half. He's yet to score in the second half, and an offensive foul called against Cole, a little out of control as he went to the hoop.
Yeah, you know, they just deny every drive, every dribble, every pass. And once you get a little crease dug, you got to take it.
Yeah.
And Eads did there, but they're so quick, they can slide over and defend that too.
Yeah, they're as solid defense teams I've seen. Now, they're solid.
We've lost touch on what Friendship's done historically as Fresh Parker takes a jumper. Not sure what they've been doing over in Division II as far as advancing each year to state tournaments and stuff like that. I just don't have an idea. Melton with it. I know they won the 2012 Division I state championship, as well as the 2012 Double-A football state championship. Nolan Adams.
No, Ease with his another three.
So Ease lighting up. Good hustle by Nolan there, just getting to the floor for it. That's one thing we'll always see out of the Dogs. The effort will always be there, and that just... shows you how much how talented Friendship is.
Cole leads 6 threes, 20 points for Clay County in this one, but just not enough against this Commander's team.
2:40 left in this third quarter, 61-39. Approaching a running clock in the fourth. Perez Parker misses the shot. Humphrey the rebound. Melton strips Humphrey of the ball. Loose ball pick up by Nolan. Nolan works around wing, dribbles behind the back, puts on the brakes, resets. Dishes off to Cole. Cole, three ball. Yeah! Cole leads. Seven now, three-pointers. Threatening to tie Dylan Burgle's performance back in 2011. Three-pointer taken and hit by Dee Boone. Man, oh man, these Commanders can shoot. 64-42. Over and back, and I don't get that. Cole Eads was to my right and across the timeline when he caught the pass. I don't understand. But then again, I there's a lot I don't understand, basketball and otherwise, so perhaps I'm just wrong. Over and back given to the Commanders. Minute 45 left in this third quarter. Step back three by Boone. D. Boone. He is on fire.
Three threes in the quarter for Boone. He's got 17.
Crazy, crazy. The Commanders lighting it up. Nolan Adams to the hoop. His shot no good. Fighting for his own rebound. It's picked up by Parker. Parker dishes off to Humphrey. Humphrey crossover move back to Parker. Parker stops and pops. No good. Rebound put back by Young. No good. Rebound Cole Eads. Minute 14 left in the third. 67-42. Warner Melton baseline drive. Shot no good. Rebound Young. Young had that pass to Boone. D. Boone with it. He fires right side. No good. Rebound Fitzpatrick, power dribble, and a foul called on Warner Melton.
Yeah, that's what's so frustrating when you're down this many and then you get those long carom rebounds, that, you know, everything bouncing Friendship's way, but you create that, Doug, a lot of times.
Yeah, it does.
They played really well here tonight against Clay County, and you're right, this is the best team we've seen so far in this 2025-26 season coming up. Maybe one of the best we'll see throughout the year.
Well, I hope so. I hope we don't run into many bitterness.
I don't think we'll see anybody as athletic, for sure.
The three scores we have on them, they beat Clarksville Northwest 61-50, Liberty Creek 55-51, and Montgomery Bell Academy 78-55.
So that's all big schools right there.
Tells you enough, don't it?
Yeah.
And now we see sophomore Brayton Haynes check in, and Fitzpatrick may be done for the night as the starter comes to the bench. 69-42. Cole Eads works to Aiden Cherry. Saw a pretty good JV game earlier. Of course, I see five freshmen on the bench who are not even dressed for varsity. Likely that's part of who we saw in that JV contest. Cole Eads swings to Aiden Cherry. Cherry thinks about a three, gets back to Cole. Cole fires for eight. Misses short. Goes out. A bounce. 34.1 seconds on the clock. D. Boone now with it. He's had the hot hand during the third quarter, even hotter than Perez Parker. Deep three ball. Boone right side. No good. Rebound Cole Eads. He's knocked to the floor. They're going to call a foul against Ty Duckweiler, the sophomore. 22.6 seconds left in this third quarter. 69-42. Aiden Cherry with it. Crosses the timeline. Loses the ball at the top of the key. Now back in the hands of D. Boone, who pushes ahead to number four. That's Say. His three-pointer no good. Rebound Haynes. At the buzzer, the three's no good from Houston Wheeler. And we go to the fourth quarter. Friendship up by 27.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter
of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Clay County Trails Friendship Christian, 69-42, down by 27, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County being led by Cole Eads. He has 23 in the game. Give him 7 3-pointers for the Dogs. Nolan Downs has 8, Warner Melton 2, Jake Copeland 3, Juju Villa 2, and Caden Copeland has 4. For the Commanders, being led by Perez Parker with 26, D. Boone has 17, and two others approaching double figures. Billy Young has 8, and Miles Fitzpatrick 9 for the Commanders. This Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Commanders with it. Wheeler, 3-ball, top of the key, no good off the back of the iron. Got his own rebound, kicks back to Parker. Press Parker staying in, and he drains the 3. And a timeout taken by Friendship. On the floor for Clay County, we've got freshman Parker Upchurch, sophomore Fletcher Strong, sophomore Isaiah Burnett, sophomore Caden Copeland, and freshman Easton Garner. They played a very competitive JV game earlier. Came out, got in a hole early off of full court man pressure, a lot of turnovers, then settled in and actually took a lead, led by as much as, I don't know, maybe 8 points, and then got beat by around 6. They looked good in JV action so far this year.
And they're going to get a full quarter here as Coach Edwards goes to the bench to start the fourth.
And, of course, 30-point differential now, 72-42 with that Perez three-pointer. So, Perez Parker.
Yeah, of course, he subbed out. Now, must have been something maybe career for him.
Yeah.
Because as soon as he hit that, he brings him out.
Yeah, so, called the timeout to do it.
Yeah, so I'd say that was some kind of personal.
Maybe
something he was trying to get, you know. So,
if it's his game high, it's 29. That's what he got.
Maybe it's 2,000 points. It's going like that. Fletcher Strong right wing kicks to Garner, Easton Garner, top of the key, over in the corner to Upchurch. Pass was deflected, taken away by the Commanders. I'll have to learn the new Commanders that are on the court. Wheeler can't handle the pass from that's Doug Weiler. Couldn't handle the pass from Wheeler, so I may have miscalled did I call a Wheeler bucket earlier? Could
not
have been
sure.
Duckwiler, it, matter of fact. I know you like to keep that straight, John.
No, I got Duckwiler with a 3.
Okay. Strong with it. Thought about a 3. Bounce pass inside to Copeland. Copeland from the block. Shot up. No good off the glass. And it's going to be Wheeler on the rebound, and Copeland called for the foul.
Yeah, Copeland kind of sticking it in there. Thought he had him tied up, but got the foul with a reach round.
Well, Caden's a hustler, and we talked about that in our last broadcast, or on Tuesday night one, whichever one it was.
You go back to that timeout by the Friendship coach also, you know, he may not have known Coach Edwards was coming out with the subs.
It's true.
Well, and when he saw that, called the timeout and subbed.
I think he did because he had 4 subs in there.
Okay, 4 subs and
Mark. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, Parker's definitely an impressive player, that's for sure.
No doubt, he's a senior.
Knocked down 5 threes in this contest, a total of 29 points, and he kind of scored it from everywhere on the floor.
Well, something else we didn't highlight is all 5 starters were seniors for the Commanders. Strong with it, top of the key, defended by Duckwiler, gives off to Garner, back to Strong, and pulls the trigger on a 3, no good, off the side of the iron, rebounded by Wheeler. Wheeler hands off to Haynes, and we come quickly the other way. 3-ball left side, knocked down by Brock Winfrey. Winfrey was probably the leading scorer during that JV game.
Yeah.
There was another guy that played a lot that was good, too.
Yeah.
I see him on the bench still. Strong right wing kick to Burnett. Isaiah with it. Throws it to the Commanders. Number 21 dishes off to 24, and that shot no good by Braden Haynes. Gathered in by Strong. Fletcher with it. Presses ahead to Easton Garner. Garner back to Strong. Strong picks up the dribble. Gives back to Garner. Now to Burnett. He goes inside to Copeland. Now back out to Easton Garner. Nearly threw it away. Garner did a good job of saving it. Strong to Copeland. Copeland back out to Strong. Strong in a drive. Gets to the Bulldog. Picks up the dribble and throws it away. Probably should have just went on to the hoop with nothing else to do there.
Yeah, he got to that mid-range and then took an extra dribble. He should have just took that mid-range or just kept attacking right there.
5:09 mark. And we're getting standard clock keeping, which I like in this situation, even though we've got that 33-point differential. Gives these younger guys some fans in the stands time here to get some minutes. Easton Garner, he's got a good stroke. Misses the three-pointer, though. Rebound by the Commanders. Here's the other Commander I talked about, Preston Parker. He dishes over to Winfrey, who hits another triple. Winfrey, a freshman. Winfrey comes up with the steal. Of course, you just got to imagine this second unit. As Say scores off left side, the second unit of Commanders have to go against those five starters every day in practice. So they're pretty well honed themselves, probably.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Strong to Copeland. Copeland can't receive the pass. Goes through his hands, picked up by Winfrey, who comes down and lays it in. And it's freshman Brock Winfrey, rather, who's putting on the show here in reserve play.
Yeah, 8 points already for Winfrey.
Strong with it, right wing. Kicks the Copeland in the paint, shot up, no good, a foul call. And now the clock starts to run as we have a 40-point differential, 82 to 42.
Homer may not have realized a while ago.
May not have.
Well, again, we talked about it coming into this one. This is the type of game you want to play at this point in the season, Doug, to get you ready. If nothing else, you can't say you haven't seen a solid, aggressive, good shooting basketball team, because that's what Friendship Christian is.
Well, you know, just taking the score out of it, you can sit down and look at a lot of things out of it.
You can.
And that's the thing. Hey, guys, this is what we done wrong. We've got to do better, that kind of stuff. So you can get some positive out of it.
Well, as we have to say, a lot of times you can learn more lessons from a loss. And I go back to the football season, that opening game loss at Glasgow, Kentucky. That kind of refocused the team and let them know, hey, we're not where we want to be. And, of course, as we said all season long, Nolan Adams not playing in that game was a huge difference. But it was still an eye-opener, I believe, for the squad. And this game probably an eye-opener for the Bulldogs as well. Cody Rozelle with the bucket from left side. 2:55 mark, strumming across the timeline at left wing, picks up the dribble, bounces it inside to Copeland. Copeland back to Strong. Strong thought about a three, drives inside again, throws it away in the paint, and going to have to be smarter with it when he penetrates the lane. Three ball away, no good by Say, rebound Copeland.
Well, he's getting to a good spot for a shot, but he's taking that extra dribble and not wanting to shoot. Just needs to take that little mid-ranger that he shoots very well.
Garner with it, kicks back to Strong. Strong at the wing. Defended by Rozelle, bounce pass inside to Copeland. Copeland back out to Garner. Garner left wing, drives, jumps, shot blocked, and a foul call. You'll see Easton Garner go to the line to shoot two. 2:10 and ticking, fourth quarter. Of course, the next action for Clay County right here in Joe Sims Gym. The team does go on the road, believe it or not. They've had a four-game homestand here.
Yeah.
That's been nice for us as we broke into our coverage. The next road trip will be a week from tonight at Community.
That one's going to make up for it.
About a 2.5-hour trip on a Friday evening. We plan on making the trip. Garner second away. Good. Hit them both. Easton just a good pure shooter, and he proved it there from the free throw line. Rozelle with it, minute and a half to play. Dishes over to Haynes. His shot no good, rebound Isaiah Burnett. Burnett hands off to Garner. Garner ahead to Upchurch. Upchurch going to baseline drive to the hoop. He's always aggressive offensively. Gives back to Garner. Garner's three good left wing. Now it's Haynes with it, left side for the Commanders, defended by Burnett. Pass tipped by Upchurch, received though by the Commander. Deep three taken from the corner. No good. Rebound Strong. Strong to Garner. Garner presses ahead to Copeland. Copeland can't haul it in. And we'll go back the other way with it. tough pass. You know, it would have been a hard pass to have caught. Good idea by Easton.
Oh, real good look, good attempt. You got to try that.
35 seconds left in this contest. 84-48. Friendship dominating here tonight in Joe Sims Gym. Gardner with the box shot goes out of bounds. Of course, the girls won their contest. Boys going to drop this one. So the girls, 4-2 on the year. Boys going to be 3-3. Jake Fitzpatrick with him. Gets to Haynes. Haynes dishes over to Parker. Parker hits the three ball. Preston Parker knocks down a triple. 3 seconds on the clock. Garner just going to dribble it out. This one's going to go final. Final score. Clay County 48, Friendship 87. Dominant showing by the Commanders. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Folks, welcome back to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Glad you stayed with us here. The girls are 4-2 with their win tonight. Boys 3-3 after losing tonight. We're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. And most of the time that we spent off air there, we were talking about just how good this friendship team was. Stout team.
Yeah, just very impressive, this Commander team that came in here. And, you know, Clay County hung with them in that first quarter. They kind of countered everything friendship threw at them once they got settled in and got used to the press and some of that half-court trap. And the Dogs only trailed by two headed into the second quarter. It was 17-15. But then friendship started shooting from the outside, knocking down threes, and their defensive pressure really did Clay County in. And Doug, when they got a steal, they put it in a basket on the other end. Just shot a big percentage. They outscored Clay County 26-12. Dogs trailed by 16 at the half, and it didn't get any better in the second half.
No, they were solid all the way across the board in everything they done. Early in the game, several turnovers from us and them. Mm. After that, they didn't turn the ball over. They took care of it, and they were just good. Now, just good athletic team, good defense. They could score. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, they were. We talked about it. May not see a better team this season. Definitely hadn't seen a team like that so far in this 2025 season. And, you know, that was with Cole Leeds having 11 first-quarter points to keep pace with us. He knocked down three threes and another bucket in that one, and then hit two threes in the second. Had a really good game, and it just didn't matter against these just high-powered. You talked about it, five senior starters for Friendship Christian, and these are basketball players, not just athletes, Daniel.
Yeah, and that's the big difference, and they're well-coached. You know, that's where you get into that total package. So the athletic ability's there, the physical maturity's there, the fundamentals are there, and the coaching's there. That's a tough combination.
Yeah, of course, the final was 87-48 and really wasn't in question after midway through, I'm going to say halftime, because Clay County did cut it to 10 there right before the break. Got to 16 at halftime, and then it was all friendship in the third to put this one away. And they did it behind an impressive player, one of the better players we'll see all season long. Prez Parker led the way with 29 points. He knocked down five three-pointers for 29. D. Boone also with five threes and 17 points for the Commanders. So two in high double figures. Miles Fitzpatrick had nine, and also Billy Young, eight. Xavier Humphrey ended up with six. Zion Say had 2 points. Cody Basel had two. Preston Parker, three. And then Brock Wimpre, eight off the bench, along with Ty Duckwater with three for the Commanders. Super impressive basketball team we've seen here on Rob Evers Court tonight. For Clay County, they were led by Cole Leeds. He hit, how many was it, Daniel? Six, five, seven three-pointers and had a total of 23 points here tonight for Cole Leeds. Nolan Adams with 8 points. Warner Melton had two. Jake Copeland, three. Juju Villa had two. Caden Copeland, four. And Easton Garner, five for Clay County.
Yeah, Dylan Burble still reigns supreme.
He
made three-pointers against Friendship, referencing back to the trivia question there. Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie State Bog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Stay with us. We're going to come right back and announce tonight's TDS top performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, last time tonight from Joe Sims, Jim. Just wrapped up the third game in four nights here. in Salina. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We'll start off with the girls. Had a good win over Friendship Christian. If you listen to that game, you know which way we're going to go there. Junior shooting guard Halen Garrison got into what Doug liked to call that unconscious zone there, just shoot and release. And, you know, Halen, she's more than just a three-point shooter, though, a good ball handler. She rebounds the ball a lot, had several. I remember one time saying that's her third rebound this quarter. Yeah. Don't know how many she had on the game, nothing crazy high. But gets down in the paint on defense, sags back, and pulls down some rebounds defensively on the floor. We saw her create a turnover with just some good movement there. But when you get down to what she does best, she does it about as good as anybody that's ever done it, and that's jack them three-pointers. Likes to be about 5'6", maybe even 7-8 feet back when she does it, Doug.
Yeah, when her career ends at Clay County High School, she's going to be right there with all of them, if not past them. She's just a solid player, but she puts the time in to be that player.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of time spent in the gym. And I know you wasn't here for it, Thomas, but I know that you were on hand when she hit the 11, I think it was, at Harriman at Christmas last year. Didn't get there tonight. But what did she have, eight, we said?
Eight.
Seven, I think, is what John's got her for 21
there
total
you go.
Points.
Seven made three-pointers for Halen. And like I said, it was more than that, but it was about that.
Yeah, and you're talking about it kind of being that, becoming that complete player. I saw it in the Macon County game when they were closing out on her, not giving her that three-pointer. She would pump fake and get to that mid-range at the free throw line and knock that down. So she's added to her game each year, and she's come into her junior season, right? Junior
yeah.
season with a few more tricks in her bag, but she's still got that sweet stroke.
Sure does. Talking about sweet strokes, we saw another outstanding performance from behind the arc tonight, and that came from senior Cole Leeds, who I think ended up also with seven, made three-pointers. Maybe we need to get these two, them two out here and let them have a contest amongst themselves. But, you know, and once again, I'll mirror those same comments that I made about Halen. Cole Leeds is a lot more than just a three-point shooter. He's a leader on the squad, and has worked so very hard to become that complete player. He has offers to play college basketball, and that's come, again, similar to Halen, through all of the time that he has spent in Joe Sims' gym on Rob Edwards Court, shooting on the shooting machine, out here by himself at times when nobody else is around, putting the work in. And Cole Eads, another of those guys, who it's about so much more. He's got a 20-something ACT, high to mid there. He's kind of that complete guy, too. Great ball player, great young man, great student. And I know his folks is real proud of him and all his accomplishments here as he gets into his senior campaign.
Yeah, and it's that extra work. But you drive by, a lot of times you'll see a little golf cart sitting outside. Well, that's Cole.
Yep.
You know, I always tease him. You don't need to be driving to school. You need to run to school, because he just lifts us right across the way, you know. So, but he puts in the time, and he shows. And, you know, that's just something you don't realize, what these athletes do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a lot more than just showing up, a lot more than just the practices, too, some of that individual work. And Thomas, he's talking about his three-point shooting. He's great at getting to the hoop and being aggressive to the rack as well.
Yeah, he has finished with 23 points tonight, 11 of those coming in that first quarter. So, you know, basically when Clay County can make some shots, they stayed with Friendship Christian. It was Cole Leeds that gave him an opportunity to do that early. And honestly, after that, he didn't get many looks. He got four threes later in that game, and those were about the only shots he got, guys, and he knocked them down. So, you know, credit Friendship Christian for identifying him and shutting him down, but he still scored 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, against the defense, if you just watched that game, hard thing to do against that group. Tonight's TDS top performers, Halen Garrison and Cole Leeds, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Been a busy week.
Yeah.
Been a long week. We've enjoyed every bit of it. Of course, called three of them. Going to be back here Tuesday night against Gordonsville. Those are going
to
be great games. Coach
Looking
Field.
Forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Of course, not a district game now, but they are region matchups. I may run into them in region tournament play. So, going to continue having them on the schedule, as we should.
And it's not just about Bibb and the Tigers now. That girls' team, if I'm not mistaken, is undefeated, Doug.
Yeah.
They've been playing really well.
They're better than the boys.
Yeah.
And expected to be the number one over there. And, of course, they'd have stayed here. definitely expected to be a run for that one in this district.
Yeah.
This district is as good as there is in the state. So, solid teams coming in next Tuesday.
Yeah, going to be a
Brock
good one.
And her daughter, we talked about them and all those returning players during that girls' game.
Yeah, okay, I missed all that.
Yeah, that's
going to be fun.
Same thing on your mind, too.
I did. And, folks, come out here and watch these two teams. If you're talking about two really good teams going at it on Tuesday night, but throw the records and the athleticism out the window. That's a big rivalry. There may not be in the district anymore, but listen, Gordesville, Clay County, they just don't like each other.
Exactly. It's the opposite of what we had tonight.
Right.
But at the start of both games, you don't know personal feud here. Well, there is a Gordesville feud. You know, it goes to softball, it goes to football, it goes to basketball, baseball. It just, it don't matter what.
Yeah, no matter what the sport, if we was just shooting marbles, it'd be going to be Gordesville. So.
Folks, we appreciate you tuning in. We're thankful for our listeners, thankful for our sponsors, thankful for John Weaver coming in and filling in tonight for Thomas. John did a great job with that, and I think he decided maybe what you do during basketball ain't all that hard, Thomas. I don't know.
Is that why he got up and left?
He left this week, though. So.
I was sitting here. You offered him to stay.
No, it's like anything else. You got to do it a while before you figure it out. But I think he did a great job. Got some stats here we were able to use and kept the ball rolling downhill here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Picked up on a run, too. He said, you know, that's a 14-0 run.
Yeah.
He caught up on the middle. So, anyway, big
thanks.
John. Thanks to Doug for pulling double duty. In the absence of Mr. Sims tonight, we wish Mr. Sims safe travels as he is heading back from, I think, Virginia. But either way, for all those folks, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.